hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is a special sports presentation from 101.9 AM 920 WLIV, Livingston's own.
In a state that loves football, a state that finds its identity with football, where interest and intensity, pride and passion are year-round discussions.
With a checkerboard, touchdown Tennessee, what a hole on the right side.
This is where it all begins. A weekend full of football begins on the courthouse square, in diners and local shops, as the excitement ramps up, bragging rights on the line. And then it's time for the community to gather. Moms and dads, grandmas and uncles, alums who carry the pride. The football weekend begins here. Friday night football, high school football, the pageantry, the hometown pride, the student excitement, the alumni passion, the pure love of the game. Tennessee's own, a volunteer state tradition. The football weekend begins here. Welcome to high school football. Football Friday. Welcome to Livingston Wildcats football.
I'm here with head coach of the LA Wildcats, Matt Hauser, as his team gets ready under the Thursday night lights. Coach, move the game up due to weather concerns. With this monkey wrench thrown in this week's preparation, how do you feel like your team is going to head into tonight's game?
Hopefully, they'll be excited to play. Upperman's a great opponent, ranked number one in the state. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us, obviously, but it's a huge opportunity as well. When you do have a short week, you got to kind of speed things up in practice. You lose a day of practice or preparation. So we lost our walkthrough, and we do have a couple guys that's been banged up. So it's harder to get them ready to play, but they're dealing with the same short week as we are. So it was something that both coaches had talked about, both administrations had talked about due to the weather, and we're trying to do what's best for the safety of the kids. So it got moved up late, but it just is what it is. You can't control the weather.
And with this hoopla going on with the weather and then going up against one of the top-ranked teams in Tennessee, how do you make sure that your players are focused on the game at hand and not all of the surrounding theatrics going around with it?
It's last week I don't think we did a good job of focusing on ourselves. We kind of let ourselves focus more on the opponent. And so this week it's all been about us, doing the little things right, being fundamentally sound in everything that we do, and not worrying about the opponent, not worrying about the things that we can't control.
Wildcats Countdown is on.
Powered by Mountain Farm International. Not just for farmers.
For everyone.
For your home place.
For the farm.
The equipment to get the work done. For the best names in the business, Mountain Farm International. Interchange Drive, Crossville.
Mountain Farm invites you. For a limited time, take advantage of savings on new Case IH specialty utility and all-purpose tractors with no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2025. With easy operation, Case IH tractors deliver the flexibility and durability your operation demands. Hurry in. Offer ends September 30th. Stop by Mountain Farm International in Crossville today and set yourself up for greater productivity. Get a deal on a Case IH tractor that works as hard as you do.
When you have a whole team of medical professionals in your family, that's Livingston Family Healthcare, a team of family physicians who treat you like family. Primary healthcare for every age, every member of your family. Your health is so important. When you need healthcare, look no further. Livingston Family Health. Help for long-term medical issues. Care on those days when you just don't feel your best. Isn't that what family's all about? Livingston Family Healthcare, a team of family physicians who treat you like family.
You've been waiting for the right time. Now is that time at Norris Supercycle. With select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Days like this don't come around often, so let's get you out there with financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months for well-qualified buyers. Terms and conditions apply. Not all will qualify for financing. Rates see dealer for details and additional offers. Polaris Deal Days going on now. Norris Supercycle, Highway 111 between Cookeville and Livingston.
At One Bank of Tennessee, above and beyond is where we've always gone. Since 1901, we've served Central and East Tennessee as your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We have the financial expertise and connected technology you need, along with the humble service you deserve. And once you're a customer of ours, you'll understand why we've been in business for more than a century. Visit onebanktn.com today or visit a branch in your area to learn how we can best serve you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm joined by Drew Goolsby of the LA Wildcats. Drew, how are you feeling ahead of this week's matchup versus the Upperman Bees?
I'm feeling pretty confident. I feel like we've got our game plan, and I feel like that we're moving better and taking a step up this week.
And has this week's game plan, has it evolved after y'all's loss? What kind of conclusions did you guys draw from the loss to DeKalb County last Friday ahead of this week's matchup with the Bees?
We learned that as we got to respond back, people are going to score. As soon as they score, we can't drop our heads and we can't just let go. We got to keep back and we got to punch them back in the mouth.
Upperman, they have a big quarterback in Bronston Chaffin. What have you seen out of his game and what will it take for this defense to stop him?
He's a good quarterback, but they have some keys that we can read, and if we contain and we do our jobs, then we can stop them.
And Baxter has a rambunctious home crowd. Last week versus Macon, they had trouble hearing on their own sidelines. So tell me, does that going on the road to a hostile away crowd, does that mean anything to you?
I love when it's those environments. I feel like our team, we're locked in. We can hear each other. We communicate very well.
This is the SEC Football Report.
Filling in for Cabell Philpott, I'm Rob Joyce. Week 3 rolls on in Atlanta, where 2-0 Vanderbilt plays its first road game of the year, matching up with Georgia State of the Sun Belt. After a Week 2 shutout of FCS Alcorn State, the Commodores have their eyes glued, not only continuing their unbeaten start, also to creeping closer to bowl eligibility, a big potential milestone for Clark Lee and his program. With the wins gradually piling up, Lee has noticed a positive uptick in his locker room and believes the attitudes of his players will continue the upward trajectory of the program.
These guys are hungry. We have a chip on our shoulder, and we know we have a lot to prove here. We don't take for granted the opportunity to go out and play. I mean, there's 12 of these on our schedule. We're fighting for more. I think we're also fighting for that top-end performance that's going to allow us to be competitive in our league, because our league is really hard. There wasn't a lot I needed to do to get this group focused, and we're going to need to do that again, and then some.
Georgia. Kentucky.
Our next matchup pins two teams trending in opposite directions. Top-ranked Georgia heading to Kroger Field to take on 1-1 Kentucky. Another ho-hum showing from the Bulldogs in Week 2, crushing Tennessee Tech 48-3 behind five touchdowns from QB Carson Beck. All the while, defense showcased its usual blend of physical play, holding the Golden Eagles to a meager 134 yards of offense in the victory. And while their next opponent in Kentucky is coming off a deflating defeat last Saturday, Dogs coach Kirby Smart not underestimating the prowess of the proud program. When asked if facing the Wildcats Cats easier due to the sluggish start, Smart rebuffed the question, instead asserted Kentucky to be as dangerous as they've ever been.
I don't know. I think it's all about perception and how you perceive things. They're just as dangerous whether they won or lost that game, in my opinion. We're going to prepare the same way regardless of what happened in that game. You know, a lot of things went wrong quickly for them in that game, and it snowballed in some ways, and I know what they're capable of. I've seen them on tape. I know the football players they got. I know how physical they are. I know how they're coached, and we got to get ready for a really tough opponent.
While many teams garnered positive momentum with a Week 2 win, Kentucky went in reverse, failing to reach the end zone on their home field against South Carolina. Only gets harder from here, however, with Georgia posting 14 consecutive wins against the Wildcats. When asked about the Bulldog offense, Cats coach Mark Stoops broke down what makes the unit so special, starting with the ever-dangerous QB, Carson Beck.
Carson Beck, just a remarkable player, just hitting on all cylinders right now, and just a very good, tough player. You know, he throws it in rhythm. He throws it, you know, very precise, but he's awfully tough as well. He'll pull it down, scramble, you know, buy time, run with his feet, lower his shoulder. You name it, he does it.
Auburn.
Down on the plains, Auburn hosts 0-2 New Mexico with their eyes locked on a 2-1 start. After beating the Cal Golden Bears in 2023 in Berkeley, Cal repaid the favor this year, sending Auburn to its first loss of the year at Jordan-Hare. Wasn't a clean effort for the Tigers along the way. 5 turnovers in the defeat. Speaking candidly to the media, Tigers coach Hugh Freeze believes building the program is still a work in progress, but does believe further improvements are on the horizon.
First of all, we aren't talented enough yet to play bad and win. And I know everybody doesn't want to hear that. The way we're choosing to build this is to try to develop young men. And obviously, if you follow recruiting, we're starting to get our roster to be better. But we can't play poorly and win, particularly with 5 turnovers. And other good teams can't either, obviously, as you see across the nation.
Mississippi State.
We head next to Davis-Wade Stadium. Mississippi State hoping to shake off a Week 2 loss, hosting 2-0 Toledo out of the MAC. Despite falling behind by 27 points last week, Jeff Lebby's Bulldog program battled back, clawing back within a touchdown before ultimately falling to Arizona State in the desert. And while Toledo looks like a softer opponent on paper, Rockets, not your run-of-the-mill Group of 5 team, posting 11 wins a season ago en route to a conference title game appearance. After watching the tape from Week 2, Lebby came away impressed with the resiliency of his team, but knows quicker start will be imperative to picking up wins down the road.
You want to play a heck of a lot better earlier so you don't dig yourself that 30-3 hole. Again, incredibly proud of the guys for fighting and staying with it and continuing to play the next play in the second half, creating a little bit of momentum, having the ability to cut it to a 1-score game. But I think our guys, after watching the tape and having our Monday workout, just them understanding the fine line of being on the right side and the wrong side of things.
Tennessee.
If Texas made the biggest statement in the nation after Week 2, Tennessee was not far behind, steamrolling 24th-ranked NC State by 41 points at a neutral site game in Charlotte. Piloted by complete efforts in all 3 phases, the Vols stymied the potent Wolfpack offense, limiting the unit to under 200 yards total. On the schedule in Week 3 is Kent State of the MAC, whose Week 2 ended with a loss to FCS St. Francis of Pennsylvania. When asked about offensive improvements for the coming weeks, Tennessee coach Josh Heupel believes the unit as a whole performed well against the Wolfpack, but still believes handling pressure will be a point of emphasis come Saturday.
We can be better at points within our technique. Wasn't true misidentification. We got to be a little bit better with in our fundamentals and technique at times. Everybody, it's running back. It's, you know, the offensive line. You know, our tight ends were involved in it as well. A couple times he's a little deep in the pocket too, which applies pressure to the tackles. It's all 11 operating as one. Made that point to our offense this morning. And that's, you know, in everything that we're doing.
That'll do it for this week's edition of the SEC Report. Tune in next week as we preview the Saturday slate. For producer Luke Hall and I'm Rob Joyce, this has been a presentation of the SEC Radio Network.
The home turf for your Wildcats. 101.9 AM 920 WLIV. Counting down to game time. Powered by Mountain Farm.
The Physical Medical Center of the Cumberlands, your hometown physical therapists.
Hello, I'm Ron Hewitt. You're not a shoulder, a knee, or a back to us. You're our neighbor, our friend, our former teacher, our family. Let us assist you to a better lifestyle so you can move better, feel better, work and play better. Come where everybody knows your name.
The Physical Medical Center, Ron Hewitt, Jake Hewitt, Hayden Garrett, Beth Gunnels, Tammy Loftus, Jacob Savage, and Gabby Beattie.
Your hometown physical therapist.
Celebrate after the game.
A Wildcat celebration.
The whole family
celebrated Casa Nueva,
where the service is fast
and amazing.
Delicious quesadillas, mouth-watering burritos, chimichangas, tacos. Everything fresh, everything authentic, all delicious. This is real Mexican food. Mouth-watering, hot, sizzling at Casa Nueva, Overton Plaza in Livingston.
Get in and out quick
without spending too much.
Amazing service, even more amazing food. Casa Nueva.
Celebrate.
When you have a whole team of medical professionals in your family, that's Livingston Family Healthcare. A team of family physicians who treat you like family. Primary healthcare for every age, every member of your family. Your health is so important. When you need healthcare, look no further. Livingston Family Health. Help for long-term medical issues. Care on those days when you just don't feel your best. Isn't that what family's all about? Livingston Family Healthcare. A team of family physicians who treat you like family.
Put a roof over your head. A Conco metal roof. Livingston's Conco Roofing. More than 25 years of keeping families protected. Keeping boats and cars covered. Strengthening local businesses with steel trusses. Conco metal roofing. Superior service from people you know. Competitive prices and a product built to last. For the metal roof for your home, your barn, for the garage or carport option. See Conco metal roofing. 2440 Highway 111, Livingston. Put a Conco metal roof over your head.
Shining the light on one of your favorite hometown players. The UC EMC Spotlight, powered by Upper Cumberland Electric. Your cooperative, providing the power to help the Upper Cumberland grow. UC EMC.
We're about 30 minutes to kick off in this highly anticipated 4A matchup. But before the Wildcats and Bees go to battle, let's shine a spotlight on Livingston lineman Kanan Williamson. Let's hear from him on football's impact on his life.
It's meant everything. I've been around it my entire life, and it's just me and my family has grown up watching it, and my brother used to play it, and he influenced me a lot, and I wear the same number he does, so it just means everything to me pretty much.
And what team does y'all's family, who do you guys root for on the weekends?
Well, me and my dad is Tennessee Titans, of course, and my older brother is the Colts. Yeah, so we got a little rivalry going on there every now and again.
And your older brother, watching him play high school football, how much did that influence you to play? And then also, how has he influenced you right now and telling you how to play the game?
Yeah, right. Every day he wants me to get out in the yard and just, you know, run drills and stuff with him when he has the time. And I can remember when I was younger watching him play on the field and stuff. I was always just mesmerized by it because I've always wanted to play football, and that was just like, you know, pretty much the NFL to me.
And what has football taught you? Whether that be on the field, it has taught you something, but outside of the sport, what kind of lessons has the game taught you?
Discipline, honestly, because you gotta know how to treat others for one, and then also just do your job and do what you're supposed to do.
And this team, what does it mean to you to be a part of a team, have these coaches and teammates? And it's a bit of like a brotherhood in that locker room. What has being a part of the Wildcats football team meant to you?
Oh, I loved it. It's all the boys that are on the team. They're my brothers, and all these coaches are like parents to me. I mean, I know they're there for me whenever they need to be, and it's just, they mean a lot to me.
And the coaches specifically, how have they helped you both advance your game on the gridiron, but then also develop yourself as a young man and the character that they've instilled in you? What have these coaches helped you along with?
They've helped me, obviously, on the field. I mean, they've helped me become a great football player, or at least in my opinion. But off the field, they taught me how to just be a good person and be respectful and just listen to the adults.
And this community of support, Livingston is a tight-knit community. What does it mean to you to have grown up coming to these games and now the entire community comes out to support you now that you're a player? What does it mean to be here at Livingston?
Oh, it means a lot because, like you said, I've grown up watching it, and being on the field and having everybody cheer for us, is it means a lot to me.
And at the end of this year, when it's all said and done, what do you want to have accomplished at your time here at Livingston?
Honestly, just to be able to have the team to have a good season, and we just have fun, preferably a state championship.
On this week's Hawkeye Spirit feature, we're highlighting senior cheerleader Macy Gall. Macy, as a little girl, did you always want to be a cheerleader? And if so, why?
Yeah, so I always wanted to be a cheerleader because my aunt, so she was younger when I was younger, so she's probably like in her my age when I was born. So she always took care of me, babysat me, and she was a cheerleader at the high school. So I always looked up to her as a cheerleader, and I just wanted to be what she was doing.
And when did you start cheering to begin with?
I think I started when I was 3. I did Outlaws and I did Upward Cheer. Like the flag football was still going on then. So I did that, and then I did Outlaws and then Allens and then here.
And what's your role on the cheer team? What do you do?
So I'm a cheer captain this year since I'm a senior. And I just kind of teach everybody, like help them if they need help with cheers and just kind of go over stuff.
And what does that role mean to you, being a leader for those younger cheerleaders?
It's just good for somebody to, like, look up to me, because I can remember being a freshman, like, that girl that looked up to those people, and it's just crazy to think that that's me this year, and it just, like, it makes my heart feel good.
And what's the hardest part of your job, either doing the cheer routines or being a leader? What do you think is the most challenging part of being on the cheer squad?
Well, I mean, definitely the material itself is hard to learn, but we get it all together. But probably the most hardest thing that I have to do is I don't like to get onto the girls and stuff like that, because they're all my friends and it's just like a big family.
How has cheerleading helped you grow with your time here at Livingston?
So it's really helped me boost my confidence. I just feel like, I don't know, it makes me feel like I'm part of a family, that I'm a family at home and I'm a family here at LA.
Hello, everybody. This is James Green, your local Twin Lakes security consultant. Today's security system can do much more than protect against home intrusions. From smoke alarms to carbon monoxide warnings, and from remote door locks to video surveillance, a Twin Lakes security system offers safety and convenience. Learn more about our affordable solutions by calling for a free quote, 528-2005, or visit us online at twinlakes.net.
Twin Lakes Security, TNCERT C-0026.
Mountain Farm invites you. For a limited time, take advantage of savings on new Case IH specialty utility and all-purpose tractors with no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2025. With easy operation, Case IH tractors deliver the flexibility and durability your operation demands. Hurry in. Offer ends September 30th. Stop by Mountain Farm International in Crossville today and set yourself up for greater productivity. Get a deal on a Case IH tractor that works as hard as you do.
Set to install that new landscaping? And then...
illegal digging on the homeowner.
Before you dig, call 811 3 days before so you'll know what's below. Otherwise, it could be a delay of the game. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas reminds you...
call 811 before you dig.
Fueling your dreams, fueling your life, fueling the Upper Cumberland. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas.
Get treated, not seated, at Livingston Regional Hospital. When you need emergency care, the Livingston Regional team is there with top-level care, a growing medical team dedicated to your well-being, 24/7 care for those unexpected emergencies in your life. Get treated, not seated, at Livingston Regional Hospital. Compassionate care, centered on the patient, at the most difficult time. Emergency care from Livingston Regional Hospital. Growing with our growing community. Emergency care you can count on.
Decades of Hawkeye excitement. Wildcats football. 101.9 AM 920 WLIV. Presented by Livingston Regional Medical Center. Be well, live well. Livingston Regional. Breaking down the X's and O's as kickoff approaches, your Wildcats.
From Billy C. Rogers Field on the campus of Upperman High School, it's time for Livingston Academy Wildcat football presented by Livingston Regional. Tonight, the 2-1 Livingston Academy Wildcats visit the undefeated 3-0 Upperman Bees. Good evening, everyone. I'm Amos Rogan with Michael Hayes on the color call tonight. Michael, great to have you tonight. This is going to be a tall order for the Wildcats. Upperman currently ranked the number one team in 4A in the state of Tennessee right now. We've seen them kind of warm up here. They've got some big athletes. It's going to be a tall order for the Wildcats tonight, but that's why they play the game, right?
It is. It's going to be a tough matchup tonight for the Wildcats. It's going to start with being physical up front, controlling the line of scrimmage, and being very physical, being able to keep the ball out of Upperman's hands.
So, you know, Coach Mattenhauser, coming off of a tough loss against DeKalb County last week, where he saw coming off the field three pretty significant players on his team injured. Adrian Jenkins, who's thankfully out here tonight warming up, looks like he's a go and close to 100% as he possibly can be. But Jackson Bowles, the starting running back, is not out here and warming up. We believe that he had a collarbone injury, and that's what Coach Hauser said last week on the high school playbook. So, you know, coming into a game like this, not being 100%, you know, getting banged up a little bit, it's going to cause these younger kids, these younger players, to step up, right?
It is. You know, Lucas Academy's missing six players tonight. I was talking with Coach Hauser there, and so that's a tough way to come out and play a game like this.
So, you know, looking at, you know, Rocco Carwile and Jake Hughes, Marius Birdsong, Green Puckett, those guys are really, really going to have to step their game up, and especially from the offensive line side of things. And the offensive line, if we don't control the line of scrimmage tonight and give Adrian some protection in order to distribute the ball and be able to run the ball, it's going to be challenging.
It is very challenging. If the Wildcats don't come up and be physical like I said up front, then it's going to be a long game.
So looking at the One Bank One to Watch, tonight's One Bank One to Watch is Drew Goolsby. This young man is a Swiss Army knife for Livingston Academy. On offense, he can play in the backfield as a tight end or out as a wide receiver. He's a big kid with some sneaky speed and when he's running north and south. And on defense, he's one of the premier outside linebackers that you can find in the Upper Cumberland. In coverage or rushing, expect Drew's name to be called on both sides of the ball. And that is the One Bank One to Watch. One Bank, the one bank for all Livingston Academy Wildcat fans. Stop in One Bank and open a new account today. One Bank of Livingston, proud to bring you Livingston Wildcats football. One Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. So, obviously, big game tonight, big challenge tonight. Hope you guys are buckled up and listening to us here on WLIV. We're going to have a good one. And tonight, it's Hawkeye Visits the Bees. You're listening to Wildcats Football on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV.
The countdown continues. Powered by Mountain Farm International. 101.9 AM 920 WLIV.
An athlete's life means intensity, focus, practice, dedication. That's how dreams happen. Success, winning. It's the same way that Middle Tennessee Natural Gas fuels the Upper Cumberland. Centered on providing the most affordable option to heat your home, safer for the environment too. Delivered by a hometown team of neighbors focused on fueling your dreams. Compare the cost today at mtgn.com. You'll see the winning play. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, fueling your dreams, fueling your life.
Mountain Farm invites you. For a limited time, take advantage of savings on new Case IH specialty utility and all-purpose tractors with no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2025. With easy operation, Case IH tractors deliver the flexibility and durability your operation demands. Hurry in. Offer ends September 30th. Stop by Mountain Farm International in Crossville today and set yourself up for greater productivity. Get a deal on a Case IH tractor that works as hard as you do.
Exceeding what you expect. R&M Family Pharmacy, a friendly staff dedicated to your health because your prescriptions are part of healing and your pharmacy should do more to help you heal. R&M Family Pharmacy, trained pharmacists, a friendly staff. Transfer your prescription to the caring team. R&M Family Pharmacy, 1970 Bradford Hicks Drive. For those days you're not feeling your best, for nursing your body back to health, R&M Family Pharmacy, there to exceed what you expect from a pharmacy.
Upper Cumberland Electric invites you to the 86th Annual Meeting of the Members. This Saturday, come to learn about your electrical co-op. Enjoy a catfish or chicken lunch and delicious watermelon. Kid-friendly activities, lots of door prizes, and free entertainment. Registration begins this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Katessa Farms in Riddleton. The meeting begins at 10. Learn about your electric cooperative. Enjoy free lunch. The 86th Meeting of Members this Saturday from Upper Cumberland Electric Membership Corporation. Powering our region.
Coach, y'all are undefeated and coming off one of the best games the Upper Cumberland has ever seen. Coach, how important is getting off to a good start in this competitive 4A region?
Yeah. Our number one goal every year is to, try to win this region. We'd be defending our title you know, and the main reason is you get the number one seed in the playoffs, and you know, you're at home. This particular year, you'd be at home throughout, you know, to the semifinals. And so, you know, if you're interested in making any kind of deep run in the playoffs, those things are really important. And so, you know, that's kind of where we are as a program right now. And we're trying to make deep postseason runs, and it's got to start with winning those region games. It just so happened that, you know, here we are again playing Macon County. They were the last team that we played on our home field back last November in the quarterfinals, and we opened the region play with them, and they're an excellent football team. I think they displayed that on Friday night and took everything we had just to hang with them and to get stabilized and find a way to win that thing.
Coach, your team got off to a slow start with pre-snap penalties and a fumble on your first offensive possession against Macon. This week against the Livingston Academy Wildcats, how do you get off to a faster start?
Yeah, I think the number one thing that we took from last week's game is whereas our kids played really hard, you know, I think they understood what was at stake, and so they played hard, but we didn't play very well. We weren't really executing our assignments very well. Like you mentioned, had a bunch of procedural penalties on offense and fumbles and just overall missed assignments. And so the number one thing we're trying to get done this week is we got to figure out, you know, identify what we want to try to do. But I think it's time to kind of throw some things out and get good at the stuff that we're going to be good at.
The action is heating up all over UC Sports Nation, getting you ready for game time. Powered by Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, the most affordable way to heat your home. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, fueling your dreams, fueling your life.
We got a good game for you tonight, Wildcats versus Bees. But let's take a look at the other games going down tonight across the Upper Cumberland. In tonight's matchups, we see the Monterey Wildcats take on the Clay County Bulldogs. Monterey is 2-1 coming off a loss last week. Head coach Scott Hughes on going up to Salina to face Clay County.
You know, when you go to Clay County and you play a team such as Clay County, you know you're going to play a team that is as well coached as any team that you're ever going to see. Big and physical. They have athletes all over the field. When you watch them on film, their quarterback is just in a whole nother level.
In Salina, head coach Bruce Lamb gets his squad prepared to go up against a physical Monterey Wildcats team.
They've been a very good football team for a while now, you know, the last few years. And he does a great job of getting these guys prepared. And, you know, they're big, strong guys, and they're going to line up and try to run over us again, I believe. And hopefully we're going to be okay and stop it. But it's going to be tough.
Jackson County faces off against the Westmoreland Eagles. The Blue Devils are 2-1, and they want to get back in the win column after a Week 3 loss. Head coach Sean Loftus said he always expects a gritty, physical matchup when these two teams face off.
You know, and all their kids understand and just play so hard. So, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, we've got to go in and understand that it's going to be a dogfight. We're going to have to play the best that we possibly can. We're going to take care of the football. You know, this week we've been after, you know, just making sure that, you know, we take care of the ball. That's first and foremost.
In White County, head coach Curtis Beatty said it's about getting back to the Warrior way ahead of this week's matchup with Stone Memorial.
Offensively, we got to execute and not make mistakes and get in bad situations. You know, I think we keep to the task on we worry about us when it comes to offense, not as much about defenses. And I think in the Cookeville game, we got off kilter a little bit a couple times, and it ended up costing us some points.
Stone Memorial head coach Derek Samber on what makes this week's matchup with White County such an exciting game.
Trip Pinion makes it exciting. Defending Trip Pinion's not particularly exciting. It's difficult is what it is. I think they scored about 1,000 points and got 1 million yards in 3 games. But, yeah, I think it is 2 pretty well-coached teams, certainly 2 talented teams, and it starts with them for Trip Pinion, but they've got a lot of really good skill position players.
York Institute didn't play last week because they had an open week. Head coach Derwin Wright on his team playing their first bit of football in the month of September.
You've not got out under those lights for 14 days, so I hope it don't affect us. I hope we have a positive effect based on, you know, working and drilling and just trying to improve. But, you know, we've got a very hot Bledsoe County team coming in, and so we're gonna have to really play better than what we've been playing.
The DeKalb County Tigers hit the road tonight to take on 0-3 Watertown. Head coach Steve Trapp on facing what he called the best 0-3 team in the state of Tennessee.
Either, you know, us being 3-0 and them being 0-3, it's always about the process of work and doing what it takes to be the most prepared team. You know, so no matter what the situation is, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, we just always talk to our guys about just focusing in on doing what it takes. Get what you want. We definitely want to be 4-0, and they are definitely hungry for their first win.
Winless through 3 weeks, the Warren County Pioneers play Mount Juliet tonight. Head coach Matt Turner is turning his attention towards the defense.
Defensively, you know, we've got to just continue to get better at running to the football and conversion and you know, team tackling, wrapping up and getting these ball carriers to the ground.
Friday night, the Cookeville Cavaliers travel to take on the Lebanon Blue Devils. Head coach of the Cavaliers, Taylor Hennigan, on the team's first region matchup of 2024.
They do a lot schematically. Coach Gentry does a phenomenal job of preparing his team and kind of tailoring their offense to what defense he's going to see. So it's going to be a challenge for us. I fully expect and I believe that we can win the game, but we're going to have to play well. There's no doubt about that.
Game time is coming. Your Livingston Wildcats. Pre-game coverage continues. Powered by Mountain Farm International. 101.9 AM 920.
The criminals are getting easy pickings. Porch pirates stealing your packages.
Introducing Southern Woods Outdoors Private Mailbox Service, your solution to mail and delivery security.
With a real street address and a personal mailbox number, you can receive deliveries from all carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and the Postal Service.
From Southern Woods Outdoors, 911 North Church Street.
They print labels, too.
Never worry about that delivery or package again.
Southern Woods Outdoors Private Mailbox Service.
Exceeding what you expect. R&M Family Pharmacy, a friendly staff dedicated to your health because your prescriptions are part of healing and your pharmacy should do more to help you heal. R&M Family Pharmacy, trained pharmacists, a friendly staff. Transfer your prescription to the caring team. R&M Family Pharmacy, 1970 Bradford Hicks Drive. For those days you're not feeling your best, for nursing your body back to health, R&M Family Pharmacy, there to exceed what you expect from a pharmacy.
Be well, live well. At Livingston Regional Hospital, it is the commitment.
Growing to serve you better with more experts to care for your family.
As our community grows, Livingston Regional is growing too. New doctors, new specialists, new technology, trained to bring the latest ideas in healthcare to treat you, and most importantly, help you prevent issues from occurring. Livingston Regional Hospital, growing with our growing community.
Be well. Live well.
Mountain Farm invites you. For a limited time, take advantage of savings on new Case IH specialty utility and all-purpose tractors with no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2025. With easy operation, Case IH tractors deliver the flexibility and durability your operation demands. Hurry in. Offer ends September 30th. Stop by Mountain Farm International in Crossville today and set yourself up for greater productivity. Get a deal on a Case IH tractor that works as hard as you do.
We'll stay mainly cloudy during this afternoon with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers working its way in. High temperature around 74 to 78. Tonight, showers and scattered thunderstorms in 60 to 65. Showers, thunderstorms, breezy, and 75 to 80 here on Friday. For the weekend, it's unsettled still. Chance of passing showers and storms. Otherwise, clouds, occasional sun, and in the 70s right on through the weekend. From the Carlin Chevrolet Forecast Center with Livingston's own forecast, this is meteorologist Gary Best.
I'm here with Livingston Academy Wildcat Jake Hughes. Jake, after your first loss of the season last week to DeKalb County, how do you feel physically and mentally heading into this week's matchup versus Upperman?
I mean, it's going to be a hard-fought game against Upperman. They're number one in the state right now in 4A. It's not going to be an easy win at all. We're just going to have to play as a team and be really physical against them.
And what did you learn from last week's loss? I know losing, no one wants to do it, but there are some things you can take from those experiences. So from last week's game, what are some conclusions that you've drawn about this team?
We got to keep our heads up. If they score, it's just going to happen. We can't get down and just put our heads down and just tuck tail and run away if they score one time.
And what have practices been like this week leading up to the game on Friday?
We've just been working on us, a bunch of individual stuff, working together as a team too, just focusing more on us instead of the other team this week.
And are there any nerves going up against the top team in the 4A district in Tennessee? I know they have a lot of hype around them, but do you feel any nerves going up against this team?
Me personally, I don't. It's just another game. Everybody wakes up in the morning, puts their clothes on. It's just another game.
And on the offensive side of the ball, what are the keys to this matchup versus the Bees?
Got to have a push up front. Got to get some running lanes open. And receivers got to get open. That's really it.
As the Wildcats and Bees get ready to kick off here in Baxter, let's turn our attention to the other fall athletics happening here at Livingston Academy in tonight's Wildcat Sports This Week. We'll start with the volleyball team. They split their games this week, losing to White County, but bounced back the next night with a win over district opponent DeKalb County. Next week, they play three games. On Monday, they face White County at home. Tuesday, they welcome Upperman to town. Both games start at 5. Thursday, the team will travel to Watertown to take on the Purple Tigers. Game starts at 6. The girls' soccer team is in action right now back in Livingston against the Lady Pioneers of Warren County. The Wildcats come into this matchup having outscored their last two opponents 16-0. Next week, they play two games, both starting at 6. On Tuesday, they have a district game on the road against DeKalb County. And on Thursday, they face off against Watertown at home. The golf team didn't have any matches this week. Head coach Buddy Sales said this week the team would focus on dialing in their yardages and finding their swings ahead of the home stretch of the golf season. This week they played two matches. On Monday at Southern Hills they take on Upperman, and on Thursday they take on White County and Warren County in Sparta.
In minutes, your Wildcats in action. The countdown continues. Presented by Mountain Farm International.
When you have a whole team of medical professionals in your family, that's Livingston Family Healthcare, a team of family physicians who treat you like family. Primary healthcare for every age, every member of your family. Your health is so important. When you need healthcare, look no further. Livingston Family Health. Help for long-term medical issues. Care on those days when you just don't feel your best. Isn't that what family's all about? Livingston Family Healthcare, a team of family physicians who treat you like family.
Celebrate after the game, a Wildcat celebration. The whole family
celebrated Casa Nueva,
where the service is fast
and amazing.
Delicious quesadillas, mouth-watering burritos, chimichangas, tacos, everything fresh, everything authentic, all delicious. This is real Mexican food, mouth-watering, hot, sizzling, at Casa Nueva, Overton Plaza in Livingston.
Get in and out quick
without spending too much.
Amazing service, even more amazing food. Casa Nueva.
Celebrate.
You've been waiting for the right time. Now is that time at Norris Supercycle. With select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Days like this don't come around often, so let's get you out there with financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months for well-qualified buyers. Terms and conditions apply. Not all will qualify for financing. Rates see dealer for details and additional offers. Polaris Deal Days going on now. Norris Supercycle, Highway 111 between Cookeville and Livingston.
Get treated, not seated, at Livingston Regional Hospital. When you need emergency care, the Livingston Regional team is there with top-level care, a growing medical team dedicated to your well-being, 24/7 care for those unexpected emergencies in your life. Get treated, not seated, at Livingston Regional Hospital. Compassionate care, centered on the patient at the most difficult time. Emergency care from Livingston Regional Hospital. Growing with our growing community. Emergency care you can count on.
I'm back with the head coach of the Livingston Academy Wildcats, Coach Mountain Hauser. Coach, coming off your first loss of the season to the DeKalb County Tigers, how have you liked your team's effort and practice this week?
It's been a good week. They came in a little bit on Monday with an understanding that they didn't play their best game In fact, played probably as poorly as we've played all fall, including our scrimmages, jamborees, and so forth. So, you know, sometimes it takes one of those games to kind of get your mind wrapped around into preparing and making sure you have a good week of preparation. And so they've had a good attitude all week. We're just ready to go and see how we stack up.
The Upperman Bees are undefeated, and they're one of the top-ranked teams in Tennessee in the Division of 4A. Coming into this week's matchup, what have you seen out of this team that makes them very highly touted and a hyped-up team this year?
Well, as long as Coach Kane has been there, they've been very physical, been very competitive. Last year, ending in a state championship game appearance in which they fell short barely to Pearl Cone, and I know that they've got a lot of momentum. They've had several years within his system to kind of build up and prepare themselves for games like this, short weeks and the such. So, you know, they're one of those teams that are very confident in what they do. They play very sound. They don't do a lot of things to beat themselves. So, you know, it takes your best effort to be able to compete with them. And everybody in our region the last couple of years has really struggled to try to top them on game night. So, you know, it's something that we're going into with the mindset of, hey, play our best game, play up to our ability, and just let the chips fall where they may.
And it's known that the game is won and lost at the line of scrimmage, and the Bees and Wildcats have two of the biggest, strongest lines in the region. So, Coach, what's your analysis of the trench warfare that's going to go down tonight?
You know, we have to play physical, under control, and fundamentally sound on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And last week I felt like we did that early, and we weren't able to replicate it as the game went on. So this week that's a big challenge to us. As you know, you're going against one of the top teams in the region, one of the top teams in the state. They've got one of the best offensive and defensive lines around. So how can we match up with them, and can we bring that energy and, you know, really attack them from a standpoint of not standing around waiting on something to happen. And that's something we didn't do well last week. So, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us this week for sure against Upperman.
Last week, Upperman got down to an early deficit in the first quarter, but they got better as the game dragged along. Knowing that this is a well-conditioned B team, how much confidence do you have in your team to know that they'll be fresh and ready to go deep into the fourth quarter tonight?
Well, they should be. You know, we do have a pretty good strength and conditioning program, and Coach Looper heads that up, and he's done a great job with those guys. We're limited a little bit in terms of depth, so it's always a concern when you're going into a team that's got a lot of depth and plays a lot of people, how well will you hold up? But, you know, it should be a great night, great atmosphere as the game goes throughout, that I don't think heat's going to be an issue that we're going to have to deal with as this game goes along. So it's one of those things, just show up and play and control what you can control and not worry about everything else around you.
Last week, your offense had early success, but really couldn't maintain that pace. In this week's matchup, how do you make sure that they can sustain some success this week?
I think it's a confidence thing. We obviously have the ability to do it. Can we remain confident and patient enough and just execute? And if we can do those things, you know, like I said, we have the ability to do it. Coach Qualls does a good job of putting the guys in position to be successful. We just got to go out and execute.
Thanks for the time, Coach.
Thank you.
The countdown complete. Powered by Mountain Farm International. Mountain Farm International, where the Upper Cumberland gets the work done. See their new and pre-owned inventory online, mtnfarm.com, or stop by Interchange Drive, Crossville.
You've been waiting for the right time. Now is that time at Norris Supercycle. With select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Days like this don't come around often, so let's get you out there with financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months for well-qualified buyers. Terms and conditions apply. Not all will qualify for financing. Rates. See dealer for details and additional offers. Polaris Deal Days going on now. Norris Supercycle, Highway 111 between Cookeville and Livingston. Set to install that new landscaping? And then...
illegal digging on the homeowner.
Before you dig, call 811 3 days before so you'll know what's below. Otherwise, it could be a delay of the game. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas reminds you...
call 811 before you dig.
Fueling your dreams. Fueling your life. Fueling the Upper Cumberland. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas.
An athlete's life means intensity, focus, practice, dedication. That's how dreams happen. Success, winning. It's the same way that Middle Tennessee Natural Gas fuels the Upper Cumberland. Centered on providing the most affordable option to heat your home, safer for the environment too. Delivered by a hometown team of neighbors focused on fueling your dreams. Compare the cost today at mtgn.com. You'll see the winning play. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, fueling your dreams, fueling your life.
Mountain Farm invites you. For a limited time, take advantage of savings on new Case IH specialty utility and all-purpose tractors with no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2025. With easy operation, Case IH tractors deliver the flexibility and durability your operation demands. Hurry in. Offer ends September 30th. Stop by Mountain Farm International in Crossville today and set yourself up for greater productivity. Get a deal on a Case IH tractor that works as hard as you do.
Livingston Academy Football,
presented by Livingston Regional Hospital, from Livingston's own 101.9 AM 920 WLIV, Livingston.
It's game time. 101.9 AM 920 WLIV, Livingston.
The Livingston Academy Wildcats,
presented by Livingston Regional Hospital. Find a healthcare specialist for you at mylivingstonhospital.com.
Livingston Regional Hospital. Be well, live well.
As we continue from the campus of Upperman High School, time for Michael Hayes to tell us what will secure a win tonight. Presented by Twin Lakes Security. Mike, it starts with what?
Starts with that offensive line. If we can get them going tonight and dominate the offensive line and be very physical up front, I really think the Cats got a great chance.
And obviously, with the type of talent that Upperman has on this team, time of possession and keeping the ball out of the hands of Bronson Chaffin, the Upperman quarterback, is going to be essential and key in keeping Upperman off the scoreboard tonight.
It is, and Livingston's going to have to control the clock tonight and play really good football, like you said, to keep Upperman off the field.
It's the Twin Lakes Security Keys to Secure the Win. Visit twinlakes.net to find the options to secure your home or business. Twin Lakes Security, securing you now and securing your future. So the captains for tonight for Livingston Academy is number 2, Jake Hughes, number 66, Kanan Williamson, and number 72, Dawson Ledbetter. Those are your captains tonight for the Wildcats. They're currently out at midfield conducting the coin toss right now. Michael, it's a kind of a weird night. We're playing on a Thursday night, not a Friday night. The weather, thankfully, we're looking at the radar right now. We're kind of in a donut hole between the main tropical depression that's out in West Tennessee and the rain band that's kind of over in East Tennessee right now. So hopefully we're going to be able to get this game in with no weather issues.
Absolutely. It's a great decision playing the game tonight. Maybe we'll stay dry, Amos.
We'll hope, and the thing about it is I don't think either one of us is sweet enough to melt if it does start raining.
I
so
don't think so.
We're going to be all right on there. Livingston did win the toss, the coin toss, and deferred to the second half. So Upperman will be getting the ball first to start this regional game between the Livingston Wildcats and the Upperman Bees. Teams are getting set to come out onto the field. Good crowd tonight for a Thursday night.
It is a great crowd.
Both Livingston and Upperman both showing up well. So we're definitely in for a great night. And now the teams will be taking the field. Running out onto the field now is your Livingston Academy Wildcats. The Wildcats coming out in their road white uniforms, blue trim on the jerseys, red numerals, blue pants, white socks, and the awesome-looking blue, solid blue helmets, white stripe with the LA insignia on either side. So teams are getting set for the kickoff, and we are almost ready to go. Michael, just, you know, you got to think that
one less day of practice in a situation like this surely can't be too difficult to overcome.
Well, you wouldn't think so, but it is high school football, so that having that extra day to practice does make a little bit of a difference.
So looking at, you know, and it's probably more so on the walkthrough side of things, kind of being able to understand more of the schematics and the game plan sort of things. You're not hitting on Thursday.
No, not at all.
So teams are now taking the field, getting ready to kick the ball off. Like I said, Livingston did win the toss. They deferred to the second half. Coy Smith, number 85, will be kicking off for your Wildcats. You are listening to 101.9 AM 920 WLIV. This is your Livingston Regional Game of the Week on WLIV. Thanks so much for joining us. We are getting ready to kick the ball off here to start this Thursday night high school football game. Coy Smith getting the ball teed up. His team's lined up. Ball is placed at the 40-yard line. And we are set to go. Smith lining up. And now it's football time at Livingston Academy. Ball is taken, bobbled out, picked back up, though. Quickly taken down. No, he breaks it. Returner breaks the tackle. He gets the ball at about the 20-yard line, breaks two tackles. Thought we had him pinned up over there in the corner, Michael, but he looks like he got about a 6-yard return.
He did.
On that.
He did. Looked like he kind of just muffed a little bit there, and I thought the ball was going to come out, but he scared it and got a gain out of it, a positive gain.
So Upperman will take the ball, first and 10, ball on the 28-yard line of Upperman. Bronston Chaffin, the talented Upperman quarterback, at the helm for the Bees. Livingston opens up in a four-down lineman set on defense. Ball is handed up, goes up the middle. Nice little gain right there, and that is going to be about an 8-yard gain, and that is number 21, Ethan Palk.
Upperman,
on the carrier.
Upperman just coming out right now playing power football.
And you're right, Michael. There's no reason to get real fancy. Line them up, run it up the middle, see what happens. And that's obviously what Upperman is doing right now. Second down and 1, 9-yard gain for Palk on that carry. Palk remains in the backfield. Fake handoff. Chaffin looks to throw deep, and he's got a receiver with the step. And it is caught at the 20-yard line. And brought down at the 1, fantastic catch by Branson Turnbow for Upperman. Chaffin put it right in the breadbasket in stride, and he had a step on the Livingston defensive back. Beautiful catch right there, and is brought down right at the 1.5-yard line, first and goal Bees.
Yeah, Chaffin just laid the ball up in there. The kid made a great play on it. And we were good to stop them there about the 1.5.
So shoestring tackle saves the touchdown for Livingston, but they're going to have to bow up here. They've moved the ball back. He must have slid a little bit. Ball is at the 7-yard line. So first and goal at the 7. Pout gets the ball, runs right up, right off of right guard, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Upperman.
Just once again, Upperman just going right up the middle there, and we just got to clog those holes for Livingston Academy.
So Upperman comes out very quickly and gets 6 points on the board. Austin Roberts now attempting the extra point for Upperman. And referees are throwing the flag. Let's see what the call is. Not sure what it was.
A man on the field.
So it's going to be
penalty on the Wildcats.
12 men on the field for Livingston. Looks like – Looks like they did decline it because it didn't move the ball, and they're still going to kick the extra point. Roberts lining up. Here's the snap, the set, the kick, and it is good. So with 10:47 in the first quarter, Upperman leads Livingston 7-0. You're listening to 101.9, 920, not WLIV Wildcat Football.
Put a roof over your head, a Conco metal roof. Livingston's Conco Roofing. More than 25 years of keeping families protected, keeping boats and cars covered, strengthening local businesses with steel trusses. Conco Metal Roofing. Superior service from people you know, competitive prices, and a product built to last. For the metal roof for your home, your barn, for the garage, or carport option, see Conco Metal Roofing, 2440 Highway 111, Livingston. Put a Conco metal roof over your head.
Back here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium here at Upperman High School for this Thursday night football contest between the Livingston Academy Wildcats and the Upperman Bees. Upperman just scoring on a drive that started at their own 28-yard line, 7-0 over Livingston, and now they are kicking off to the Wildcats. Ball is in the air, and it is taken by number 11, Jesse Gentry. Gentry brings it up for about a 5-yard return before he is tackled at the 27-yard line of Livingston. So the Wildcats will take over in their own territory at the 27-yard line. Michael, got to respond right here. You got to believe.
We have to. The Wildcats have to come out here and show the Stingers we're ready to play.
So your quarterback for Livingston is Adrian Jenkins. Jenkins was injured last week against DeKalb County, was not able to finish the game, actually walked off the field in a boot, but it's good to see him out here tonight to start this game. Here's the snap. Ball's handed off. Goolsby goes straight up the middle. Nice little gain for Drew Goolsby. Gets about a 6-yard gain on first down. So that's a good sign for that offensive line, Michael.
It is. It is great push for the O-line. They just got to keep it up, keep working.
So second and 6, 4-yard gain on that. Ball is on the 34-yard line of Livingston. 10:15 in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us. Amos Rogan here with Michael Hayes bringing you the call. Livingston opens up in a 4-wide receiver set. Goolsby in the backfield with Jenkins. Shotgun, Jenkins goes to look, throws the ball out, gets it to Gentry. Gentry catches the ball right at the first down, and it will be first down, Hawkeye.
Good reception by Gentry. Jenkins had plenty of time to throw the football, great pass protection.
So there is an injury on the field. It looks like a defensive back for Upperman. And so with that, we will take a short timeout, 9:56 left to go in the first quarter. Upperman leads Livingston 7-0.
At One Bank of Tennessee, above and beyond is where we've always gone. Since 1901, we've served Central and East Tennessee as your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We have the financial expertise and connected technology you need, along with the humble service you deserve. And once you're a customer of ours, you'll understand why we've been in business for more than a century. Visit onebanktn.com today or visit a branch in your area to learn how we can best serve you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Celebrate after the game, a Wildcat celebration. The whole family
celebrated Casa Nueva,
where the service is fast
and amazing.
Delicious quesadillas, mouth-watering burritos, chimichangas, tacos, everything fresh, everything authentic, all delicious. This is real Mexican food, mouth-watering, hot, sizzling at Casa Nueva, Overton Plaza in Livingston.
Get in and out quick
without spending too much.
Amazing service, even more amazing food. Casa Nueva.
Celebrate.
So we're back here at Upperman High School. Thankfully, the injured Upperman B was able to gingerly walk off the field. Walter Kane, number 36 for Upperman, was the injured B on the field. Like I said, he was able to walk off on the field on his own. A little ginger, but good to see him walking off on his own power there, Michael.
It is. Anytime you can walk it off, that's good.
So it's first and 10 Wildcats. The ball is at the 41-yard line. Upperman opens up, four wide receivers, three to the left, one to the right. Here's the snap. Jenkins looks to throw. Rust throws the ball out to Goolsby as an outlet, but it's too low. Goolsby unable to get it. Incomplete. He had three B's just all over him, about to knock him into next week.
He did. A lot of penetration come through the backside there, and he just had to get rid of the football.
Good decision by Adrian to throw the ball away. He had an outlet right there at Goolsby. Wasn't able to get him the ball, but at least he got rid of the ball and lived to play another down without a loss. So it's going to be second and 10, 9:43 left to go. Upperman leads 7-0. Jenkins in the shotgun with Goolsby at his left. Hughes goes into motion now. Jet sweep, fumble on the exchange. And it is going to be considered an incomplete pass by the head referee. Head referee says that it was an act of throwing, not a handoff. So Wildcats got lucky right there, Michael.
They did. It looked like Jenkins just kind of pitched the ball forward there to make an incomplete pass.
So there is a flag on the play. I don't know exactly what it was. Was the infraction. We're going to figure out what's going on here. So it looks like a hold on Livingston. So they're going to push the Wildcats back. No fumble on the play, but it was a holding on Livingston.
That's a huge penalty.
A huge penalty because they've got a long, long way to go now to get the line of gain. The ball is placed all the way back now to 28-yard line, was on the 41. So it's going to be second and 23. Not too many play calls in the playbook for second and 23, Michael.
There's not.
So here we go. Jenkins in the backfield in the shotgun, throws the ball out to Goolsby. Goolsby catches the ball into the flat, gets a little bit more on there before he is ran out of bounds. Nice little gain. Not exactly the biggest chunk of yards that we need, but it was a positive gain. So
it is. It was a positive game, and you're always going forward and not backwards.
So it's going to be, for a second there, I thought we were actually under some sort of weather issue, but it's just the PA system signifying that it's third down. So it's going to be third down and 18. I even got thrown off on that one. So third and 18, ball on the 33-yard line, 8:57 left to go in the first quarter. Four wide receivers. Jenkins gets the ball, hands the ball off, and then there's a fumble on the play. And let's see. The ball was exchanged.
Looked like it was a draw play designed to go up the middle, and we just fumbled the football.
So, yeah, a draw play. Jenkins looked like he was going to throw the ball, faked it, pulled it down, tried to hand the ball off to Goolsby. Goolsby never really had the ball tucked into his gut, Michael, and was met right at the line of scrimmage, and the ball popped out.
He was met, definitely.
So Upperman recovers the fumble at the Livingston 28-yard line, and it's going to be first and 10 Bs. Chaffin at quarterback, Palk at running back next to Chaffin in the shotgun. Ball is handed off to Pout, goes straight off the middle, off a left guard. Makes a big gain and is dragging three Wildcats down the field on him for about a 12-yard gain that goes all the way down to the Livingston 10-yard line. Pout just dragging players as he just keeps those legs churning, Michael.
He never stops his feet moving. He's just dragging them down the field, and Livingston's got to do a better job of clogging those gaps up.
Trying to tackle him high, and you're going to have to get him around the ankles, around the knees in order to shut him down. So it's going to be first and 10, ball at the 10-yard line of Livingston. Does Upperman have the ball? 8:10 left to go in the game, and Coach Mattenhauser wants to talk about it. So we'll take a timeout with 8:11 left to go in the first quarter. Upperman leads Livingston 7-0. You're listening to Wildcat Football.
Be well, live well. At Livingston Regional Hospital, it is the commitment.
Growing to serve you better with more experts to care for your family.
As our community grows, Livingston Regional is growing too. New doctors, new specialists, new technology, trained to bring the latest ideas in healthcare to treat you, and most importantly, help you prevent issues from occurring. Livingston Regional Hospital, growing with our growing community.
Be well, live well.
So we're back here. Amos Rogan with Michael Hayes bringing you the call of Livingston and Upperman on this Thursday Night Lights edition of high school football. Your score, Upperman leads Livingston 7-0, 8:11 to go in this first quarter. The ball is on the 10-yard line of Livingston. Upperman has it first and 10 after the fumble recovery that Livingston committed. So, Upperman approaches the ball, bunch formation, strong on the right side, Ethan Palk on Bronson Chaffin's right hip. He is in the shotgun formation, one wide receiver flanked out wide to the left. Chaffin gets the ball, looks, throws the ball out to Branson Turnbow. Turnbow does make the completion, but is quickly tackled down at about the 5-yard line is Turnbow. So it's going to be second and 5 now, Michael. Good tackle out in isolation.
It was. Caden Weitzel came up and made a really good tackle there. A great open field tackle.
So Weitzel contains Turnbow on that play. Second and 6, only a 4-yard gain for Upperman. Ball is at the 6-yard line. 7:30 left to go in the first quarter. Chaffin takes a snap in the shotgun, hands it off to Palk. He goes right up the middle, but met by a host of Wildcats who stop him. Maybe about a yard, yard and a half gain. Livingston standing strong in the line of scrimmage that time, Michael.
They did. And that's what it's going to take to keep us in the game. The D-line's going to have to stand strong.
Landon Shaw coming up there to plug that hole from his linebacker position. Number 72, Dawson Ledbetter and Kanan Williamson plugging the hole right up at the line. So it's going to be 3rd and 2 now, 3rd and goal for Upperman. Hard snap gets Livingston to get across the line of scrimmage and draws the penalty. So that is going to be half the distance to the goal. And the ball was already at the 4-yard line, so they're going to move it down to the 2-yard line, so making it a little bit easier for Chaffin and company for the Bees. Third and two now for Upperman.
That's just penalties if you're Livingston Academy you can't have. I'm sure Coach Hauser's not very happy with that.
And it's just all about discipline and just making sure you're watching the ball and not listening to the quarterback, because that was just pure reacting to the hard count. So Livingston has it, 3rd and 1, hands off the Pout.
Oh.
But, oh, hello, Mr. Matthew Slayton shooting straight up the middle. Fantastic, 6 foot, 350 pounds, getting Palk in the backfield and holding him, pushing him back and creating a 4th down situation for Upperman. Fantastic tackle.
He was stood up. Slayton came through and just tackled him hard.
Matthew just getting off the line of scrimmage, getting rid of that right guard of Upperman and getting into the backfield. Fantastic play. 1 yard loss on that play. 4th and 2 now for Upperman. Chaffin gets the ball, takes a direct snap, keeps it himself, and goes the opposite direction off to the left on the weak side and scores the touchdown for Upperman. Touchdown, Bees. Bronston Chaffin with the keeper Everybody loaded up on the right side, on the strong side. Chaffin goes off in the opposite direction, Michael.
They did. Looked like everybody was loaded up to the strong side, and everybody thought it was coming up the middle, and Chaffin just sweeps outside.
Made it look pretty easy. Nobody on the weak side, keeping that corner, keeping that flank contained. Chaffin walks in untouched. Austin Roberts now for the extra point. The kick is up, and it is barely, but it is good. So, with 5:45 left to go in the first quarter, Upperman leads Livingston 14-0. You're listening to Hawkeye Football.
When you live in a place like the Upper Cumberland, you realize life is so much better outdoors.
That's why you need Southern Woods Outdoors, 911 North Church Street.
Whether it's live or frozen bait, gear and supplies for hunting or fishing, or maybe just to spin a story or two about that one that got away, Southern Woods Outdoors is your first stop before your next big adventure.
Whatever season you're getting ready for, Southern Woods can equip you.
911 North Church Street, downtown.
So we're back here at Upperman High School. Amos Rogan bringing you the play-by-play. Michael Hayes with the color at Billy C. Rogers Stadium, where the Upperman Bees just scored once again, leading the Livingston Academy Wildcats 14-0 here in this first quarter. 5:45 left to go in the first quarter. So here's the kickoff. Roberts kicks the ball off. Ball is taken at about the – actually, they're letting it go – at about the 25-yard line. They try to kick it into the corner to see if they could pin the returner, and it goes out of bounds. Good decision on that one, Michael.
It was. Just a little pooch kick from Upperman there, and the ball just rolls out of bounds.
So Livingston will have the ball first and 10 at the 35-yard line, and hopefully they can get this turned around a little bit, Michael. They need to protect the ball, control the line of scrimmage, and let's get a few first downs under our belt.
Yeah, Livingston needs to come out right here and get some kind of offense going.
So I think, you know, obviously it all's got to start at this offensive line. And Mr. Slayton, Mr. Ledbetter, they know what to do. They're just going to have to get mean and get it done. So here we go. Jenkins takes a handoff, gets the ball, hands the ball off to, looks like, Jake Hughes at the running back position, replacing Jackson Bowles tonight, who's not able to go.
There wasn't nowhere for Hughes to go.
No gain on the play. No gain on the play. Second and 10 now. Just Hughes running into a wall at the line of scrimmage.
Just nowhere for Hughes to go. The O-line's going to have to fire off the ball and drive him out of there.
So Jenkins gets the play call from the sideline. Wildcats break the huddle. They open up with a four wide receivers set, three to the right, one to the left. Livingston going left to right on your radio dial in this first quarter. Jenkins in the shotgun. Looks to throw the ball out to the flat to Weichel. Catches the ball, immediately hit. He's trying to get a block from his wide receiver, Jesse Gentry. The defensive back has none of that. Tackle is made by Theo Brown of Upperman. And, again, no gain on the play.
Looked like when Weichel received the ball there, him and Gentry actually bumped into each other, and it made an easy play for the defensive back.
So it's going to be – actually, they're saying that he lost a yard. I didn't really see that, but that's where they placed it. Third and 11 now for Livingston. 4 minutes left to go in this first quarter. Ball is at the 34-yard line of Livingston. Livingston is a four wide receiver set, to the left, to the right. Hughes in the backfield with Jenkins. Jenkins is trying to look, tries to find somebody. Now gets out of the pocket, throws it, and tries to throw the ball in the area of Jake Hughes, who flanked out in the backfield, incomplete, and that's going to be fourth down.
Just a lot of penetration coming through there. Jenkins was flushed out of the pocket, and he just made the correct decision and throwing the ball away.
So at least we're not going backwards in terms of sacks and tackles for loss, and that Adrian Jenkins making some good decisions at the quarterback position to make sure that we're not going backwards due to a sack or anything like that. But Livingston's got to be able to move the ball on Upperman at some point, or otherwise this game could get out of hand quickly. So Rocco Carwile now in to punt the ball for the Wildcats. He gets the ball off. High kick. And the ball is fair caught at the 40-yard line of Upperman, and that is where they will take over first and 10. First and, fair catch taken by Carmine Phillips of the Bees. First and 10 at the 40 for Livingston. Livingston having to go 60 yards now, and you would kind of hope, Michael, that especially after that defensive stop where they had a few good tackles, tackles in isolation, tackles for loss, we did allow the touchdown, but, you know, three out of the four plays that was happening down there inside the red zone, Livingston actually bowed their back a little bit.
They did. It was a great defensive series for them.
So Chaffin takes the ball, is going to roll out to his right, throws the ball out into the flat, and that pass is complete to Carmine Phillips, and that's going to be a 10-yard gain, first down, Upperman. Ball is now at the 48-yard line of Livingston. Ball is at the 48-yard line of Livingston. That's going to be a 12-yard gain on that pass from Chaffin to Phillips on first down. So it's going to be first down again, Upperman. Bees break the huddle with three wide receivers, two to the left, one to the right. Pauk in the backfield. Fake handoff. Chaffin is being flushed out of the pocket. Throws the ball and dumps it off to number 36, Kane. And Kane runs all the way down to the 30-yard line before he is ran out of bounds at the 29, but not before another first down for Upperman.
We had good penetration back there. We flushed him out of the pocket. The kid just come up and made a great play.
So number 21, Brody Walker, coming up to flush Chaffin out of the pocket, get him out on the run. Kane was just sitting there waiting on him about 10 yards out, nobody around him, and he was able to get a nice little gain. They drive the ball down now to the Livingston 29-yard line, first and 10 Bees. They lead 14-0 with 3:20 left to go in this first quarter.
The Wildcats are going to have to keep putting pressure on Chaffin.
So handoff to Pauk up the middle. He finds a hole, gets loose, breaks it out to the right, gets across the 20-yard line, fights and keeps his legs turning, and gets all the way down to the 10-yard line, does Ethan Pauk for another Upperman another Upperman first down. And they're just getting big chunks of yardage on first down, and we can't have that, Michael.
We cannot. It's like Pauk is getting past the D-line and then hitting that second level, and he's gone.
Pauk goes off right tackle on that particular play, gets right in the middle of the Livingston defense, kicks it out to the right, and he's off to the races. And now down to the 11-yard line, 2:55 left to go in the first quarter, first and 10 Bees. Chaffin gets the snap, hands the ball off. No, fakes the ball, throws the ball out into the flat to number 8. That's Carmine Phillips.
Just a little fake up the middle and a screen pass out. Phillips gets in the end zone.
Yep, touchdown Bees. So Phillips takes the little short pass from Chaffin, dodges one tackle, and scampers into the end zone for a touchdown. Roberts now on for the extra point. Here's the snap, set, kick on the way, and it is good. So your score now with 2:39 left to go in the first quarter, Upperman leads Livingston 21-0. You're listening to Hawkeye Football on WLIV.
Be well. Live well. At Livingston Regional Hospital, it is the commitment.
Growing.
To serve you better with more experts. To care for your family.
As our community grows, Livingston Regional is growing too. New doctors, new specialists, new technology. Trained to bring the latest ideas in healthcare to treat you. And most importantly, help you prevent issues from occurring. Livingston Regional Hospital. Growing with our growing community.
Be well. Live well.
Are back. Amos Rogan, Michael Hale here. That's hard to say real fast, Michael.
It is.
Amos Rogan, Michael Hale, or Hayes. I'll get it right here eventually, folks. But Michael Hayes here with us at Billy C. Rogers Stadium in Baxter, Upperman High School. Upperman leads 21-0 over Livingston. Another pooch kick is tried by Upperman. Drew Goolsby lets it go out of bounds, and that will put the ball first and 10 Livingston at the 35-yard line. And, Michael, they've got to do something here. We are still in the first quarter, 2:39 left to go. We're trailing 21-0. We've got to get some fire about us.
We got to. The team's got to get up right here and
Upperman, obviously, very talented team. They've got athletes all over the place. You can tell that. But just because they got athletes, just because they look good, doesn't mean that we can't play just as good as they look.
Well, we got to get our heads up, and we got to get something going here on offense and make something positive happen here.
So Livingston opens up in a little bit different formation. Coach Adam Kane from Upperman wants to take a timeout and talk about it. So we'll take a timeout as well with 2:39 left to go in the first quarter. Your score, Upperman 21, Livingston nothing. You're listening to 101.9, 920 AM, WLIV.
When you live in a place like the Upper Cumberland, you realize life is so much better outdoors.
That's why you need Southern Woods Outdoors, 911 North Church Street.
Whether it's live or frozen bait, gear and supplies for hunting or fishing, or maybe just to spin a story or two about that one that got away, Southern Woods Outdoors is your first stop before your next big adventure.
Whatever season you're getting ready for, Southern Woods can equip you.
911 North Church Street, downtown.
Back here at Upperman High School, your score, Upperman leads Livingston 21-0. Ball is handed off to Jake Hughes, who fights. And I mean, and that's exactly what we wanted to see. Takes the ball at the 35-yard line, fights his way all the way down to the 46-yard line. Great gain, and that is going to be a first down Hawkeye.
Good push from the offensive line. Hughes just kept his feet moving and pumping and got a positive game.
Exactly what we wanted to see from Livingston in terms of responding to that kind of to the play that they've been experiencing, at least in this first quarter. So first and 10, Livingston. Now Jenkins flanks out to the right. Wildcat formation now. Ball is taken by Caden Weitzel, but that did not deter anybody on the Upperman side of things. They knew exactly what was going on, and Ethan Pauk comes shooting through the line of scrimmage for a large tackle for loss on Caden Weitzel. It's going to be second and 13. Michael, we got to keep containment on those types of plays.
We've got to. Upperman's just pinning those ears back right now, and they're just blowing through us.
So, good idea as far as kind of doing a little bit of a fake, sending Jenkins out wide right on the flank. But they've got to do the job at the line of scrimmage or nothing else is going to work. Livingston now second and 13, three wide receivers, two to the left, one to the right. Now Weitzel is in motion. Ball is handed off to Hughes. Jake Hughes goes up the middle and maybe gets a yard.
Hughes fighting for every yard he can get.
So Jenkins hands the ball off to Hughes. Hughes goes straight up the middle, tries to follow the center and left guard, but there's no gain, and it's going to be Once again, third and 13 on the play for the Wildcats. Livingston got to get something going here. 30 seconds left to go in this first quarter.
We're just not getting a very well good push up front right now.
Jenkins in the shotgun with Hughes in the backfield with him. Jenkins looks to pass now, throws the ball up. Intended for Watzel, but it's way too high. Throws the ball about 3 feet over his head, and that's going to be an incomplete and fourth down now for L.A.
Watzel was there. Jenkins just could not connect with him.
And that's a kind of a pass where he's trying to kind of drop it in on him, and that's probably, in my perspective, in my opinion, probably one of the hardest passes that a quarterback can throw is when you're just trying to drop it into the breadbasket. It's not a deep pass. It's more of a finesse type of pass.
Definitely a tough pass to make.
So we're in punt formation. Carwell gets the snap, sends the ball off. Not a very good punt at all. Sends it off to the side of his foot, but luckily gets a very good member's roll. I need one of those when I'm about 30 yards out from the hole, Michael.
Me too. I'm with you.
And it is downed at the 32-yard line of Upperman, and that will be the end of the first quarter with your score, Upperman 21, Livingston 0. You're listening to WLIV.
Be well, live well. At Livingston Regional Hospital, it is the commitment.
Growing.
To serve you better with more experts. To care for your family.
As our community grows, Livingston Regional is growing too. New doctors, new specialists, new technology. Trained to bring the latest ideas in healthcare to treat you. And most importantly, help you prevent issues from occurring. Livingston Regional Hospital. Growing with our growing community.
Be well. Live well.
Celebrate after the game, a Wildcat celebration. The whole family
celebrated Casa Nueva,
where the service is fast
and amazing.
Delicious quesadillas, mouth-watering burritos, chimichangas, tacos, everything fresh, everything authentic, all delicious. This is real Mexican food, mouth-watering, hot, sizzling at Casa Nueva, Overton Plaza in Livingston.
Get in and out quick
without spending too much.
Amazing service, even more amazing food. Casa Nueva.
Celebrate.
Wildcat Sports, Livingston Zone, 101.9 AM 920, powered by Livingston Regional.
We're back here at Upperman High School. Start of the second quarter, Chaffin throws the ball over to number 34, Kenyon Marable, for a first down. I'm sorry, that was actually number 36, Walter Kane. Kane back into the game for the Bees.
Just a little dump pass over the middle. Nobody was there, and Livingston Academy's going to have to tighten up his defense.
So the ball is placed at the Upperman 48-yard line, about midfield. Upperman now going left to right on your radio dial. Here's the snap. Chaffin's going to keep it, go straight up the middle, and is brought down. It's brought down by number 72.
It's like Big Ledbetter in there.
Yep, Dawson Ledbetter wraps him up and brings him down. Nice play by Dawson to get him down. So it's going to be second and 5 on that. The ball is now on the Livingston 47-yard line. Upperman breaks the huddle. 3 wide receivers, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. Palk in the backfield with Chaffin. Kane goes in motion at his tight end position, and it looks like somebody moved.
Couldn't tell which side the ball it was on.
Looks like right tackle to me. That's who I'm going to give it to. So it's going to be a legal procedure on Upperman. It's going to push him back. 5-yard penalty, so it's going to be 2nd and 10 now. Ball is going to be back at the Upperman 47-yard line. So that tackle by Ledbetter kind of showing up there now, Michael, as far as a good stop, because with the penalty, Upperman now has got to go back another, got to go 10 yards to get the first down, and it's second and 10 now.
It is a good tackle by Ledbetter. Livingston needs somebody on this defense to step up and spark up his defense.
Pout gets the handoff, goes straight up the middle, and it gets loose. Hurdles the player, keeps his legs churning, gets all the way down past the 40, past the 35-yard line, all the way down to the 30-yard line goes Ethan Pout. Hard, hard nose running right there, hurdling players, carrying players, dragging players all the way for the first down of Upperman.
Upperman's doing nothing but playing old-time football right now, just driving it up the field. Pauk's a hard runner. We just ain't got nothing for it right now.
Pauk's just hard runner. He is the showcase runner for Upperman, and you got to believe Coach Adam Kane loves that because you don't have to put as much pressure on his quarterback with a running back like that. So it's going to be first and 10. Upperman. Chaffin gets the snap, and is going to be, the ball is thrown way up into the air.
Wow.
That is such a strong kid.
Strong kid. He should have been sacked and brought down.
Isaiah Honeycutt comes up from his free safety position, is literally hanging on to Bronston Chaffin, trying to bring him down. Chaffin throws the ball up, and I didn't get the receiver's number on that, but the ball was completed and went all the way down to the 13-yard line, but he made a 20-yard pass while he had a Livingston player hanging off of him in Isaiah Honeycutt. Just strong kid, strong exhibition of strength in that. Pout gets the ball now, hands it straight up the middle, and runs right through the L.A. defense for the touchdown. 13-yard run for Ethan Pauk on that touchdown. And so it is touchdown Upperman. The Bees now lead 27-0 over Livingston with the extra point coming. Just running right by them, Michael.
They are. Our defensive line is getting zero penetration, and they're just going to have to step up.
So this ball game quickly getting out of hand. And right before the snap, it looks like they're, yes, it was a false start, illegal procedure on Upperman. So they're going to push the ball back for this extra point. Going to make it a little bit tougher on Roberts to make that extra point. So Austin Roberts for Upperman now. So here's the snap, the set, the kick, and the kick is good. So with your score, Upperman leads Livingston 28-0 with 8:46 to go in the first half. You're listening to 101.9 AM 920 WLIV.
When you live in a place like the Upper Cumberland, you realize life is so much better outdoors.
That's why you need Southern Woods Outdoors, 911 North Church Street.
Whether it's live or frozen bait, gear and supplies for hunting or fishing, or maybe just to spin a story or two about that one that got away, Southern Woods Outdoors is your first stop before your next big adventure.
Whatever season you're getting ready for, Southern Woods can equip you.
911 North Church Street, downtown.
So we're back here at Upperman High School, Billy C. Rogers Stadium here in Baxter, Tennessee. Amos Rogan and Michael Hayes here on WLIV bringing you Wildcat football. And special thanks to One Bank. And it's One Bank for all the Livingston Wildcat fans. Stop in One Bank of Livingston. Open a new account today. One Bank of Livingston, proud to bring you Wildcat sports. One Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. The kickoff is taken, and it's taken by Caden Watson at the 30-yard line. He goes across the 40, across the 45, and brought down at the 46-yard line. Nice return by Caden Watson on that play.
It was. Watson bobbed and weaved out of traffic and had a successful return.
So gives a nice little spark for the Wildcats on this drive. Obviously, Michael, with a 28-0 deficit, Coach Mountain Hauser's just got to get the guys just stay fighting. Let's forget about what the scoreboard says. Let's just fight them. So it's going to be 1st and 10, Livingston. Ball is at the 46-yard line. Jenkins opens up with a 2-wide receiver set, 2 running backs in the backfield, and the ball is handed off to Hughes. Hughes quickly met in the backfield and is trying his best to get back to the line of scrimmage, which I think he does, and actually is going to get a little bit of a gain. I think they're going to give him credit for about a yard on the play. So forward motion is going to bring up 2nd and 9.
Hughes just a hard runner. But here's the deal, Amos. If our offensive line don't get a push, and every play for Hughes is going to be tough.
Hughes is kind of making things happen for himself right now and trying to push 3 upperman Bs in that. Caden Weitzel coming out of the game, taking a breather. Gentry comes in to spell him. Wildcats break the huddle. 2 wide receivers, 2 in the backfield. Goolsby and Hughes in the backfield. Carwile to the left, Gentry to the right. Jenkins gets the ball, hands the ball off to Hughes, tries to find a hole, can't really find anything, and is rudely brought down to the turf Upperman.
He was stuffed, had nowhere to go. A host of Upperman's bees just come in and wrap him up.
Palk there from the linebacker position makes the first initial contact, and everybody else comes in to help clean it up. So that is going to be a tackle for loss, about a 1 yard loss now for Livingston. Wildcats now looking at a 3rd and 10. Ball is at the 46-yard line of Livingston. 7 minutes left to go in this second quarter. Jenkins had to get the call all the way on the sideline and runs back out to the huddle. There's no play clock showing, so I don't know if, yes, the back judge is getting and counting down, so they need to hurry, and they didn't get it off in time, so Coach Mattenhauser is going to have to take a timeout, so we'll take a timeout as well. 6:40 left to go in the second quarter. Upperman leads Livingston 28-0. You're listening to Wildcat Football on WLIV.
Put a roof over your head. A Conco metal roof. Livingston's Conco Roofing. More than 25 years of keeping families protected, keeping boats and cars covered, strengthening local businesses with steel trusses. Conco metal roofing. Superior service from people you know, competitive prices, and a product built to last. For the metal roof for your home, your barn, for the garage or carport option, see Conco metal roofing, 2440 Highway 111, Livingston. Put a Conco metal roof over your head.
Back here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium here in Baxter, Tennessee, Upperman High School, where the Bees lead your Livingston Wildcats 28-0, 6:40 left to go in the second quarter. Amos Rogan here with Michael Hayes. And, Michael, you know, you've been talking about the offensive line's got to get a push, you know, double teaming and you know, maybe doing some kickouts, things of that nature, not necessarily chop blocking, but we're going to have to do something here. Jenkins looking for a throw now, tries to throw the ball up, and it's intercepted by Carmine Phillips at the 40-yard line, and he's off to the races across the 50, across the 40, across the 30, across the 20, across the 10, and into the end zone for the pick six. Does go Carmine Phillips for Upperman, touchdown Bees. That is a heartbreaker right there, Michael.
It sure is. Jenkins had a little time that time to complete a pass. Just the Upperman, the defender just stepped in there and took the ball away.
He was looking for Jesse Gentry coming across the middle. The ball was high, and Gentry was not able to bring it in. It was too high for Gentry to be able to catch. Phillips, being about 6 yards behind Gentry, just gets the ball perfectly and takes it back 60 yards for the touchdown. Extra point now is up, and it is good. So your score, 35 now Upperman 35, Livingston 0, with 6:22 left in the game. There was a flag on the field. It looks like it may have happened after the kick was made. So I'm thinking maybe personal foul or unsportsmanlike. Head referee is over talking to head coach Adam Kane of Upperman. So let's see what the call is. They're still talking about it. Kick is good. After the play, personal foul on Upperman. So
that's down in the area where that stuff like that's going to happen.
But the thing about it is, Michael, you're leading 35
you
to nothing.
You are. You
act like you've been here before.
Yeah, keep your mouth shut, get back in the huddle and play football.
Exactly. I mean, what do you got to say? You're up 35 to nothing. The scoreboard says everything for you. So it will put Livingston in good field position on this kickoff. Livingston needs to be careful about it. The kickoff, what normally would be at the 40-yard line, is now going to be back at the 25-yard line. So Livingston hopefully can take advantage of this good field position that they're about to get and maybe make something out of it, Michael.
Yeah, I hope so.
So we'll see what's going on. Austin Roberts for Upperman going to be kicking this ball off, and they've been kind of pooch-kicking it just to kind of see if they can catch somebody off guard, maybe get a turnover. We'll see what's going to happen here with this one. I would imagine he'd probably want to kick it deep. But opts for the little pooch again. Caden Weitzel takes it at the 40-yard line, looks left, gets a little hole, puts his shoulder down, crosses the 50-yard line, across the 45, and down about at the 46-yard line before he goes out of bounds. So it's going to be first down Livingston in Upperman territory for the first time in this football game. So good field position for the Wildcats starting out. 6:11 to go in the second quarter. First and 10 Wildcats. So you got to believe we got to get the momentum on this drive. They need to capture it a little bit because they got a short field to go. So Adrian Jenkins leads his team out onto the field. Jake Hughes at the running back position. Livingston opens up with a three wide receiver set, two to the left, one to the right. Caden Weitzel in the slot. And so now head referee drops the hammer and says, let's play ball. Jenkins in the shotgun, hands the ball off to Hughes. Hughes puts his shoulder down, drives the ball forward, maybe gets about a yard and a half gain.
Another hard run by Hughes. He just keeps those feet a-pumping, going forward for positive yards.
And we do have another Upperman B down onto the field. It looks like it's Walter Kane once again. So we'll take a timeout while they check him out. 5:54 left to go in the second quarter. Your score, Upperman 35, Livingston nothing. You're listening to WLIV.
Celebrate after the game, a Wildcat celebration. The whole family
celebrated Casa Nueva,
where the service is fast
and amazing.
Delicious quesadillas, mouth-watering burritos, chimichangas, tacos, everything fresh, everything authentic, all delicious. This is real Mexican food, mouth-watering, hot, sizzling at Casa Nueva, Overton Plaza in Livingston.
Get in and out quick without spending too much.
Amazing service, even more amazing food. Casa Nueva.
Celebrate.
The Physical Medical Center of the Cumberlands, your hometown physical therapists.
Hello, I'm Ron Hewitt. You're not a shoulder, a knee, or a back to us. You're our neighbor, our friend, our former teacher, our family. Let us assist you to a better lifestyle so you can move better, feel better, work, and play better. Come where everybody knows your name.
The Physical Medical Center, Ron Hewitt, Jake Hewitt, Hayden Garrett, Beth Gunnels, Tammy Loftus, Jacob Savage, and Gabby Beatty.
Your hometown physical therapist.
Livingston Academy Football, presented by Livingston Regional Hospital, from Livingston's own 101.9 AM 920 WLIV, Livingston.
Amos Rogan, Michael Hayes, back with you here at Upperman High School. Billy C. Rogers field. 5:54 left to go in the second quarter. Upperman leads Livingston 35-0. Livingston has a second and 8. The ball is on the Upperman 39-yard line. Best field position that Livingston has had all game long. And, Michael, just once again, we just need positive yards and keep the ball moving forward and not going backwards, right?
Well, if we could just keep Hughes and O-line just driving them off, getting 3 or 4 yards a pop.
Jenkins flanks out. Looks like another Wildcat. Ball is taken by Wetzel. And he drives, lowers his shoulder and drives across the 40-yard line down to the 35-yard line. Nice little run by Caden Wetzel on the Wildcat formation run. Direct snap. We'll see how well that's going to play out. It's going to bring up 3rd and 4, which is a very manageable down in that situation. So what do you kind of expect Livingston to do for you?
Right there at play, Wildcat formation. Wetzel takes the ball, sweeps out, and gets positive yards. If we can just keep going forward and keep getting first downs and put this ball in the end zone.
So Jenkins flanks out once again to the left. Wildcat formation now. Wetzel's going to take the direct snap with Hughes in the backfield with him. Wetzel hands it off and gives it to Hughes. Hughes finds a little daylight off to the left-hand side and skirts past the first down yard line, and it's going to be first down Hawkeye, first down Livingston, 4:20 left to go in the game. Ball is out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
That's what Livingston Academy needs, keeping positive gains like that, keep the chains moving.
And Upperman wants to talk about it after that first down that Livingston gained. So we'll take a timeout as well. 4:23 left to go in the first half. Upperman 35, LA 0. You're listening to Wildcat Football on WLIV.
Be well, live well. At Livingston Regional Hospital, it is the commitment.
Growing to serve you better with more experts to care for your family.
As our community grows, Livingston Regional is growing too. New doctors, new specialists, new technology, trained to bring the latest ideas in healthcare to treat you, and most importantly, help you prevent issues from occurring. Livingston Regional Hospital, growing with our growing community.
Be well, live well.
So 1st and 10, Wildcats. Ball is on the Upperman 29-yard line. Wildcat formation again, and Wetzel takes the direct snap, goes across the 30-yard line, down goes past the 25-yard line now, and goes all the way down to about the 23-yard line. Does go Caden Wetzel. Nice little push. Michael, where has this been all game long?
I don't know, but this Wildcat formation is sure is working, and we're moving the ball. Don't know if we don't stay in this, Amos. After the play,
So 6-yard gain by Wetzel on the Wildcat run. Livingston once again looking at what potentially could be another Wildcat formation. We got the play clock running here.
Yeah, we got it. We got to get the play off here.
And it's 2nd and 4. 2nd and 4, Wildcats. Ball is on the 23-yard line. Clock is running. Back judge is saying 5 seconds left to go. Jenkins flanks out once again, but it goes to the right this time. Wetzel is going to take the direct snap. And he's going to try to look for some room off to the right side, but finds absolutely nothing. Livingston absolutely crashed that side of the offensive line, Michael.
Yeah, just nowhere to go. Nowhere to go that time.
And so, no push on that right-hand side from Livingston. And you kind of, it kind of makes you wonder. This is a 3rd and 5 situation. Ball is on the 24-yard line. Your best opportunity to put points on the board and get a first down. So they've got to be able to get this line of gain and keep moving forward. But you kind of want to believe in this situation. You may have to put the ball in the air, right?
I think you would think so.
So Livingston breaks the huddle with Two running backs in the backfield with Jenkins. Now Jenkins is going to flank out to the left-hand side. Weitzel is going to take the direct snap. Hughes is in the backfield with him. Hand off to Hughes. He's going to dance around. Finds a little hole. Gets up the middle.
I believe Hughes is close to the first down.
And it's going to be a little short, maybe about 2 yards short, and it's going to be fourth down now, maybe fourth and two. I mean, you got to go for it.
We have to.
You're down 35 to nothing. Ball, it's 1:45 left to go. You're getting the ball in the second half because you won the toss and deferred. What do you got to lose, Michael?
You don't. And what I'm saying right now in this series is Livingston's doing what they want to right now and moving the balls, moving the chain. This is a big fourth down. We just need to be strong here and get this first down.
This is an O-line down. O-line's got to get this. If you can't get 2 yards, then, you know, O-line's got to look at them first. Jenkins breaks the huddle. Going actually up under center now. And Coach Adam Kane says, whoa, wait a minute. We want to talk about it. So we will take a timeout as well with 1:09 left to go in this first half. Upperman leads Livingston 35 to nothing, but the Wildcats are challenging. So you're listening to Wildcat Football on WLIV.
Set to install that new landscaping? And then...
illegal digging on the homeowner.
Before you dig, call 811 3 days before so you'll know what's below. Otherwise, it could be a delay of the game. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas reminds you.
Call 811 before you dig.
Fueling your dreams. Fueling your life. Fueling the Upper Cumberland. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas.
Back here at Billy C. Rogers Stadium at Upperman High School. 1:09 left to go in this first half. Upperman with a commanding lead, 35 to nothing over Livingston. However, Livingston has driven the ball down to the Upperman 21-yard line. It's fourth and two. Livingston is going to go for it. Upperman just took a timeout because it was a little bit different formation that they haven't seen from Livingston tonight, and Coach Adam Kane wanted to talk about it. So, players coming back out onto the field now. Like I said, fourth and two. Michael, you got to believe that
Hughes is in the backfield.
Jenkins is going to be under center in this scenario. O-line's got to get the push. So here we go. Jenkins is going to take the ball, tries to sneak it, but goes nowhere, absolutely nowhere. So that's going to be a turnover on downs. No gain whatsoever. Got to believe, Michael, in that scenario, 2 yards on a quarterback sneak.
That's not.
Kind of need to be a little bit closer than that. I was expecting a scenario where maybe a jet sweep or something like that was coming out.
Just Hughes the ball up, the off tackle, something right there is what I was looking for, Amos.
So the injury on the field, Livingston player down, attendants are taking a look at the young man. So we're going to take a timeout as well while they check him out. You're listening to Wildcat Football on WLIV.
Celebrate after the game, a Wildcat celebration. The whole family
celebrated Casa Nueva,
where the service is fast
and amazing.
Delicious quesadillas, mouth-watering burritos, chimichangas, tacos, everything fresh, everything authentic, all delicious. This is real Mexican food, mouth-watering, hot, sizzling at Casa Nueva, Overton Plaza in Livingston.
Get in and out quick without spending too much.
Amazing service, even more amazing food. Casa Nueva.
Celebrate.
48 seconds left to go in this first half. Adrian Jenkins actually shaking up on the play. He's walking off on his own power, which is a good thing to see. Not for sure what the injury was, but
he's holding his left arm.
Yeah, it looks like it might be his left arm.
Left hand, possibly.
Yeah, and you know, he was going in for that quarterback sneak. He put his head down and then kind of got swallowed up, so he may have hit the ground a little gingerly or something like that, and maybe done something to the shoulder. Hopefully that is not going to be the case. And Adrian's going to come back out in this second half. 48 seconds left to go in this first half. You kind of want to believe that Upperman is not going to do anything real fancy here.
Just take a knee and go in at the half.
Well, we say that, but then they throw the ball out to the flat. And the ball is complete to Theo Brown, and Theo Brown is off to the races, and nobody is going to touch him. Touchdown, Upperman. One play from the 21-yard line and scores the ball. And honestly, Michael, just don't know what to say in a situation like that.
You know,
I mean,
Chaffin, he just drops back and throws it. Theo Brown comes up, makes a catch, and he turns the Jets on.
That's
all they are to it.
The kid's fast, and you would kind of want to think with a kind of a lead like that, with no more time left in the game.
I was looking for him to take a
knee. I was looking for him to take a knee as well.
Go in, let your second team play, second half.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe get some experience for the younger players on this Upperman team. And maybe that was the cadence. You just throw the short pass, get the tackle, and be done with it. Here's the extra point. It's up, and it is no good. Looks like he shanked it.
Okay.
And the extra point is no good. So your score with 29 seconds left to go, Upperman 41, LA 0 in this first half. So you kind of have to believe in this scenario, you've got your starting quarterback on the bench right now, injured, and the training staff still looking at him. Backup quarterback, and you're going to have the ball coming out of the locker room in the second half, Michael. In my opinion, take a knee. You know, obviously get the kickoff, but once this offensive set comes out, take a knee, get into the locker room, and let's figure something out here that can get some points on the board.
Well, Livingston has to go in, hold their heads up high, and these guys just got to come up with a game plan and come back out here and play this second half.
So you got to believe that there's going to have to be a little bit of a mindset change coming out of the locker room, and we'll talk a little bit more about that during our halftime show. But it's a scenario where you've got to be able just to get the ball moving at some level. Here's the kickoff. Ball is taken by Weitzel. Ball is fielded about the 32-yard line. He scampers up to about the 38-yard line before he's brought down with 18 seconds left to go in this second quarter.
I think they'll call it the clock's continuing to run. So,
yeah, so
if I'm Livingston Academy, I just go in, come up with a game plan at halftime, and come back out and play some football second half.
So, and that will be the case. And that will be your halftime. So at halftime, your score, Upperman 41, Livingston 0. You're listening to 101.9 AM 920 WLIV.
Livingston's own, the Wildcats, on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV. Tonight's coverage sponsored by Livingston Family Health.
Putting the family in family physician.
Livingston Family Health.
By One Bank, where the Wildcats bank.
One Bank of Tennessee, celebrating more than a century of putting you first. By Norris Supercycle.
And by R&M Family Pharmacy.
The criminals are getting easy pickings. Porch pirates stealing your packages.
Introducing Southern Woods Outdoors Private Mailbox Service, your solution to mail and delivery security.
With a real street address and a personal mailbox number, you can receive deliveries from all carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and the Postal Service.
From Southern Woods Outdoors, 911 North Church Street.
They print labels, too.
Never worry about that delivery or package again.
Southern Woods Outdoors Private Mailbox Service.
Get treated, not seated, at Livingston Regional Hospital. When you need emergency care, the Livingston Regional team is there with top-level care, a growing medical team dedicated to your well-being, 24/7 care for those unexpected emergencies in your life. Get treated, not seated, at Livingston Regional Hospital.
compassionate care centered on the patient at the most difficult time. Emergency care from Livingston Regional Hospital, growing with our growing community. Emergency care you can count on.
Set to install that new landscaping? And then...
illegal digging on the homeowner.
Before you dig, call 811, 3 days before, so you'll know what's below. Otherwise, it could be a delay of the game. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas reminds you.
Call 811 before you dig.
Fueling your dreams, fueling your life, fueling the Upper Cumberland. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas.
The Physical Medical Center of the Cumberlands, your hometown physical therapists.
Hello, I'm Ron Hewitt. You're not a shoulder, a knee, or a back to us. You're our neighbor, our friend, our former teacher, our family. Let us assist you to a better lifestyle so you can move better, feel better, work and play better. Come where everybody knows your name.
The Physical Medical Center, Ron Hewitt, Jake Hewitt, Hayden Garrett, Beth Gunnels, Tammy Loftus, Jacob Savage, and Gabby Beattie.
Your hometown physical therapist.
It's halftime across UC Sports Nation. This is the Tier 1 Halftime Report. Tier 1 employs state-of-the-art technology and a team that cares. Tier 1, leading-edge care for you.
It's the Tier 1 Halftime Report on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV, live from the campus of Livingston High School, where Upperman leads Livingston 41-0. The Livingston Regional Game of the Week continues, and things are heating up on the Middle Tennessee Natural Gas Wildcat scoreboard, where Upperman got on the board first with a 72-yard drive, and right out the gate, it became 7-0. Livingston got the ball and fumbled the ball with a net 2-yard gain on their own 28-yard line, giving Upperman a short field, and they went in a 28-yard drive on that, making it 14-0. Livingston gets the ball, could not do anything on that, actually went backwards for a negative 1-yard net on the drive, and turned and punted the ball away. Upperman gets it and goes 60 yards on the drive with an 11-yard pass touchdown by Bronston Chaffin that makes the score 21-0. Livingston takes over and gets it 8 yards on the drive, but Upperman stops them, and they have to punt the ball away again. Upperman gets the ball on their own 32-yard line and then quickly goes 68 yards for a 13-yard drive by Ethan Pauk, who makes the score 27-0. That was in the second quarter. Upperman once again gets the ball and goes another 79 yards for Bronston Chaffin, who goes in for the score. And then Upperman scores two more times in the second quarter, one on a pick six, and then one on another 79-yard drive on one play, which makes the score 41-0 in this first half. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas fuels the Upper Cumberland, centered on providing the most affordable option to heat your home. Safer for the environment, too. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, fueling your dreams, fueling your life.
Stats, scores, and more. This is the Tier 1 Halftime Report, presented by Tier 1.
Are you settling for field goals when you could be scoring touchdowns with your internet service? Step up your game with GigSpeak Fiber from Twin Lakes. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or dominating your fantasy football league, a Twin Lakes Fiber connection delivers the speed, bandwidth, and reliability you need to get to the end zone. And with plans starting at just $49.95 per month, Fiber can be an affordable option too. Call them today at 800-644-8582 or visit twinlakes.net to score big with Gig.
When you have a whole team of medical professionals in your family, that's Livingston Family Healthcare, a team of family physicians who treat you like family. Primary healthcare for every age, every member of your family. Your health is so important. When you need health care, look no further. Livingston Family Health. Help for long-term medical issues. Care on those days when you just don't feel your best. Isn't that what family's all about? Livingston Family Health Care. A team of family physicians who treat you like family. Exceeding what you expect. R&M Family Pharmacy, a friendly staff dedicated to your health because your prescriptions are part of healing and your pharmacy should do more to help you heal. R&M Family Pharmacy, trained pharmacists, a friendly staff. Transfer your prescription to the caring team. R&M Family Pharmacy, 1970 Bradford Hicks Drive. For those days you're not feeling your best, for nursing your body back to health, R&M Family Pharmacy, there to exceed what you expect from a pharmacy.
The Physical Medical Center of the Cumberlands, your hometown physical therapists.
Hello, I'm Ron Hewitt. You're not a shoulder, a knee, or a back to us. You're our neighbor, our friend, our former teacher, our family. Let us assist you to a better lifestyle so you can move better, feel better, work and play better. Come where everybody knows your name.
The Physical Medical Center, Ron Hewitt, Jake Hewitt, Hayden Garrett, Beth Gunnels, Tammy Loftus, Jacob Savage, and Gabby Beatty.
Your hometown physical therapist.
As the next Titans game approaches, we look at the storylines ahead. It's Titans Preview with game day host Rhett Bryan and Titans Radio's head coach Dave McGinnis.
The Titans are at home at Nissan Stadium this Sunday to take on the New York Jets for the home opener of the regular season. Farm Bureau Health Plans Titans countdown happens at 11 Central, noon Eastern. Kickoff officially set for 12:02 Central with Mike Keith. And, of course, the man of Titans Preview, Coach Mack, Dave McGinnis. Coach Mack, let's first go back to the loss in Chicago in week one, because there are plenty of things to glean from this. Upon obviously doing the broadcast and then watching film, what were the most important things you gleaned out of this? Obviously, the turnovers are the glaring mistake in this, but there are a lot of things to bring out of this ball game.
Well, the defense was outstanding. I mean, the defense was outstanding from start to finish and really did just about all they could in that football game. Out of the 24 points that went up on the scoreboard, only two of them the defense was responsible for was a two-point play after the touchdown, after the last interception. So defensively, I think there's a lot to build on there. You saw some really good play from the new corners that we brought in. Both of the secondary did a nice job of locking down three really good receivers for the Bears. Also, T'Vondre Sweat showed up no hyperbole intended here, really big in the middle. I mean, he's going to be a force. So defensively, Denard Wilson and his defense, I mean, they played an outstanding game. And the head coach said, they played well enough to win by a long measure. Offensively, it was the turnovers. And then the big kick return. And getting a punt block for a touchdown. Of the 24 points, I've been involved in nearly 700 ball games in my NFL career, and I've really never, ever experienced one like that, as to where, you know, you've got 24 points scored and you've given up no offensive touchdowns. It's very unusual. It was a game that the Titans had won, had taken the crowd completely out of it. But if you start turning the football over, Rhett, and you turn it over for touchdowns in this league, teams are too evenly matched. You're going to be in trouble.
Circle back for a second to rookie T'Vondre Sweat, the second rounder in the 2024 draft out of the University of Texas. At nearly 6'5 and about 370 pounds, you always talk about your former assistant and Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Green talking about finding a bear on two legs. If you find one of those, you better get him. That's exactly what Rand Carthon and this staff and evaluation crew saw in him. He's even shown up more in this first game than maybe even people gave him credit or thought for. But it also speaks to the work he's done in the offseason with his position coach, Tracy Rocker. He played 38 snaps in his first ball game ever, where it counts. That's about 70% of the Titans' defensive snaps. The guy can move. I think the thing that was impressive to me, and I want to get your thoughts on this, He dropped back in coverage and batted a pass down of Caleb Williams, one of about four or five that the defense got their hands on.
Well, within that defense, it's what we call spider drop. It's a spider drop. He's engaging and then dropping back. It's a max zone coverage underneath, and you normally pull one of the tackles out. They pulled him out. I mean, the guy's an athlete. When they were vetting this football player at the University of Texas, I mean, you can see the athleticism. People had a misnomer about him that he's just a big space eater that just drops his blade and just occupies space. He can move. He's nimble. For a 370-pound player, it's incredible how agile he is. Tracy Rocker's done a great job of working with him as far as playing in a great stance with great knee bend, so he can generate all the power that's in his body. He needs to just, there's a lot of things that he can still improve on, and he'll continue to do that. But he's taken this very, very seriously. Before they drafted him, they went down to Huntsville, Texas, where he's from, and sat down with he and his people. Rand Carthon did, and they laid out an explicit program for him and said, if you're willing to follow this, then this is what we want to do. You can just tell that it means a lot. It means a lot to the player. And if he continues to do this, promise you, when people are going through their game plan, they're going to be putting that laser red dot on him in the meeting room saying, we got to take care of this guy because he's going to be a problem.
All right, let's focus on this week's opponent for the regular season home opener this Sunday. That's the New York Jets. And they have a one-game sample to look at, as well as they fell to the San Francisco 49ers on Monday Night Football, 29-13. Just a few that I took notes on, and then I want to see what, because I know you've ground the tape on this and looked at the film of the game, but they couldn't stop the run, which was a little surprising with their defense, considering how it's been probably top five in a lot of categories the last few years. Two turnovers, obviously, were huge in that. But they couldn't run the ball either. And Breece Hall, maybe the best player on that entire team. And the other thing, the defensive line, two quarterback hits, one quarterback sack. They are really missing Hassan Reddick, the pass rusher that was traded there, who has been holding out contractually.
Yeah, well, it surprised me, too, because you pointed it out very correctly. They've really been a top-five defense in this league. Very physical across the front. They've got really good players. They got one real, real good player, across the front. That really surprised me. Of course, the 49ers, historically, since Shanahan has been there, have been a really good running football team, with various ways they do it. They did it without their best running back. Mm-hmm. That was also very surprising to me. And the fact that, San Francisco really was able to keep the ball away from Aaron Rodgers in his first time back from his Achilles. And so then when Aaron Rodgers did get in there, they had to start pressing to do some things because they were playing from behind. So that, first of all, that when defense gets embarrassed like that, well, they're going to be concentrating this week doubly hard on being able to rectify that. And then Aaron Rodgers, I don't care that he's 40 years old. He is still one of the elite quarterbacks in this league. And it's a complete 180 from the quarterback we saw in the opener. That was the first time out of the chute for that young quarterback in Chicago. This guy has seen everything that defenses can throw at him throughout his career. So it's going to be a real challenge on both sides of the ball again for this home opener.
All right, you talk about the experience of a guy that has been in the league 20 years in Aaron Rodgers, and he's seen basically anything you can think of to throw at him. So how does Denard Wilson approach this? And obviously the game plan is going to be much different than you did with a rookie quarterback who had his first appearance versus a wily, savvy veteran like this guy.
Yeah, well, I've coached defense before during my coaching career in the National Football League against Aaron Rodgers. You got to be very sound fundamentally, and you can't give him any early tells. I mean, he's going to be able to find things. His release is really, really quick. But technique, I mean, you've got to be solid technique, and you've really got to marry your front to your coverage against him, because he will pick you apart if he sees anything that's segmented, any segment at all of your defense. And then you've got to be alert for his hard count. He's a master of the hard count. He's a master of getting free plays. All of these things that an elite quarterback learns over the years in the National Football League, he's got all of those clubs in his bag. And so Denard is going to be preaching. He's going to be preaching two things. He's going to be preaching excellent, excellent tackling. And he's also, knowing that what you said about Breece Hall, he's going to be really, really focusing on run fits and then focusing on not being able to give any tells to this quarterback, because he will take advantage of it. But your technique, you've got to rely on your technique against this guy. You can't be freewheeling against him because he'll hurt you.
Yeah, Breece Hall is one of the main jobs in this, and trying to bottle him up and stop him. He has a couple of good receiver options, Aaron Rodgers does. Alan Lazard is mainly there because he's there. He played with him in Green Bay, and very serviceable, more than serviceable. But Garrett Wilson, the young man from Ohio State, is the guy who's really the lead horse in all of that in terms of the wideout group. He has targets that he can spread this thing around with. And the thing that also noticed is with what happened a year ago and them having Zach Wilson, a couple other things like that, they have a veteran presence as a backup quarterback, just like the Titans do now. And Tyrod Taylor, who is very capable, should something happen to Aaron Rodgers. Now, Tyrod Taylor is not Aaron Rodgers, but just looking at what they've done and placing some older veterans like Tyron Smith is, you know, the left tackle on the offensive line. But they've added a lot of things to this, but, you know, seems like Denard Wilson can make Aaron Rodgers uncomfortable, but that is way easier said than done.
Well, they've added veteran players to the offensive line. And so, I mean, you got to play Aaron Rodgers is what you have to do. And you mentioned, I mean, Garrett Wilson is a guy. If he's singled up, he's going to go to Garrett Wilson. I mean, that's just it. And then Alan Lazard and Mike Williams are in there too. But you've got to handle Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, just like anything, any other game you play defensively in this league, you got to be gap sound against the run. You can't ignore the run. I expect them to start handing the ball off quite a bit, because I know Breece Hall wants to get going again.
All right, so Titans radio coverage begins at 11 Central, noon Eastern on Sunday at Nissan Stadium. Titans and Jets for the regular season home opener. That's Farm Bureau Health Plans Titans Countdown, and then kickoff set for 12:02 Central, 1:02 Eastern. Mike Keith and the man of the moment right here, Coach Mac, Dave McGinnis. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Titans Preview. Be safe out there.
The Physical Medical Center of the Cumberlands, your hometown physical therapists.
Hello, I'm Ron Hewitt. You're not a shoulder, a knee, or a back to us. You're our neighbor, our friend, our former teacher, our family. Let us assist you to a better lifestyle so you can move better, feel better, work and play better. Come where everybody knows your name.
The Physical Medical Center, Ron Hewitt, Jake Hewitt, Hayden Garrett, Beth Gunnels, Tammy Loftus, Jacob Savage, and Gabby Beatty.
Your hometown physical therapist.
Exceeding what you expect. R&M Family Pharmacy, a friendly staff dedicated to your health, because your prescriptions are part of healing, and your pharmacy should do more to help you heal. R&M Family Pharmacy, trained pharmacists, a friendly staff. Transfer your prescription to the caring team. R&M Family Pharmacy, 1970 Bradford Hicks Drive. For those days you're not feeling your best, for nursing your body back to health, R&M Family Pharmacy, there to exceed what you expect from a pharmacy.
Are you settling for field goals when you could be scoring touchdowns with your internet service? Step up your game with Gig Speed Fiber from Twin Lakes. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or dominating your fantasy football league, a Twin Lakes Fiber connection delivers the speed, bandwidth, and reliability you need to get to the end zone. And with plans starting at just $49.95 per month, fiber can be an affordable option too. Call them today at 800-644-8582 or visit twinlakes.net to score big with Gig.
When you have a whole team of medical professionals in your family, that's Livingston Family Healthcare, a team of family physicians who treat you like family. Primary health care for every age, every member of your family. Your health is so important. When you need health care, look no further. Livingston Family Health. Help for long-term medical issues. Care on those days when you just don't feel your best. Isn't that what family's all about? Livingston Family Healthcare, a team of family physicians who treat you like family.
Checking the key first half stats with One Bank. Looking at total yards, I mean, it's just lopsided, to be quite honest with you. Total yards, and this is unofficial. Livingston, we're showing approximately 37 yards of total offense for the Wildcats. Upperman, 400. Turnovers, Livingston Academy had two, Upperman had zero. And just kind of focusing on L.A., Michael, Adrian Jenkins is injured. He's not going to be returning in the game. It's an apparent arm injury. This is going to be Caden Weitzel at quarterback moving forward, and you know, which changes the dynamic of what Livingston is going to do. But you know, obviously, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with Adrian, and hopefully, we're fearing, you know, hoping for the best and kind of fearing the worst. But in terms of his arm injury, but you know, really not a whole lot to talk about in terms of key stats for Livingston with your score 41-0 Upperman over Livingston at the half. So that's a look at the stats from One Bank, the one bank for all your financial needs. Looking around the rest of the Upper Cumberland in football scores that are happening tonight due to the weather that is coming in from what used to be Hurricane Francine. Mount Juliet leads Warren County 35-0. Page High School leads Laverne 28-0. In a kind of a highly contested matchup in the state of Tennessee, Alcoa is leading Greenville 24-13. A little bit more locally here, closer to home, White County is leading Stone Memorial 21-6 at the half. Clay County leading Monterey 21-0 in the second quarter. Macon County is leading Smith County 28-6. Westmoreland is leading Jackson County in the second quarter 14-0. And DeKalb County is leading 21-7 over Watertown. And the York and Bledsoe County game has been postponed due to a lack of officials on a Thursday night. So everybody's just trying to do the best they can with the personnel that's needed and necessary. So looking at the second half, Michael Hayes, this is something that, you know, we got to forget what the scoreboard says. It's going to do you no good looking at that scoreboard right now. You need to be looking at each other. In your mind, what are you telling these players in the locker room coming out for the second half?
Well, you know, Coach Houses probably went in and had a talk with them, told them to keep your heads up. And like you said, just wipe that out. Let's come out the second half. Let's play some football, have some fun, and just try to get better at what we're doing and just stay positive.
So, and, you know, obviously major loss and losing your quarterback. And no, nothing against Caden Weitzel at all. He's a great athlete, probably one of the best athletes on this football team.
He's a player.
He is a player, and he is capable of leading this team by all means. But even more emphasis now on the offensive line.
Yes.
to take control and to handle their business when they're lining up.
Well, you know, Livingston Academy has to change their whole game plan now. When your quarterback goes out and now you've got your backup coming in, so that kind of changes some things around, and you're right. You know, Livingston Academy's offensive line is going to have to step up. They're going to have to step up. Defensive line is going to have to step up. Make stops when stops needed.
So we're ready to kick the ball off, and here is the kickoff, and it's going to be going to Caden Weitzel, and is taken out at about the 30-yard line. Weitzel kind of scampers around, dances around, gets up to about the 35, and that is where Livingston Academy will take over. First and 10 at their 35-yard line. So first and 10 Wildcats.
So Livingston needs to come out here, set a tone, get some positive yards. Going in before half, we was moving the ball, come up short on the fourth down, but just come out right here. Let's be positive. Get some positive yards. O-line fight like they did before half. And let's see what happens.
Absolutely. And just forget what the scoreboard says. Let's just get it going. And Caden Weitzel is at quarterback for your Wildcats. Hughes goes into motion now. Weissel's going to keep the ball. Goes up the middle off the right-hand side. Can't really tell if he got much of a gain on that play. It looks like there could be a little bit of a push for about.
Give him a yard, maybe. Well.
There is, they're going to give him about a half of a yard loss on that. Looked like he actually got a little bit there.
It's hard to see from here.
Yeah, just the angle in which we are at. The Livingston territory, they're moving right to left on your radio dial. They're at the north end of the field at right now at this time. We're kind of positioned a little bit more towards the south end of the field past the 50-yard line. So the angle isn't great, especially if they're running away from us. But anyway, we're going to try to give you the best picture we possibly can anyway. Weissel in the shotgun. Two running backs flanking him on either side. Handoff is to Hughes. Hughes tries to get up on the left side of the Wildcat line and tries to fight forward, but no gain on the play.
Just nothing there. Nothing there. The bees coming in, swarming in, and Livingston Academy once again is going to have to attack.
And, Michael, I think, you know, in a situation where the quarterback is out, you've got a backup quarterback situation, and the only thing that Caden Weissel has been able to do in the first half as a running back or a wide receiver is run. So Upperman is selling out on the run right now and going man-to-man on anybody who is lining up at the wide receiver.
Like I said before, Upperman's just pinning their ears back and just blowing and going. And Livingston's going to have to step up.
So Upperman is actually lining up man-to-man on the corners, one safety back. Everybody else is up on the line of scrimmage, so they're just daring them to throw it at this point. Ball is handed off once again and goes up the middle, does Hughes, and does get a little bit of a gain, but surely not enough. And gets about a 4-yard gain. They get within the 10-yard sticks. But, again, it's going to be 4th and 9 for Livingston, and they're going to punt the ball away. This is your Livingston Regional Game of the Week on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV. Rocco Carwile back for the Wildcats in punt formation. Upperman has two back to receive the punt in Theo Brown and Carmine Phillips. Great punt by Rocco.
Looks like
Phillips is going to do the fair catch at the 35-yard line, and that is where Upperman will take over at their 35-yard line, 1st and 10 Bs.
And Amos, once again, this goes, you know, Livingston, they just need to, like you said, wipe out the first half, come out here, have some fun, and get some stops here.
So 1st and 10 Bs. Wind's picking up a little bit here, blowing our papers around a little bit. Just kind of reminding us why we're playing on a Thursday night. But we're keeping an eye on the radar. It looks like we're going to be able to get this football game in without having to worry about rain, which is a good thing.
Well, Amos, I was afraid you was going to melt. I'm glad it's not raining.
Well, you know, I'm sure some other people are sorry that I didn't melt, but that's okay. But, but 1st and 10, Upperman, new quarterback in for the Bees. We'll get that name out there in a minute. Ball is handed off now to number 35. That is Jude Fitzpatrick, sophomore running back, 5'10", 180 pounds. But there is a flag on the play.
I believe it's going to be a hold, Amos.
Holding on the Bees, so they're going backwards at 1st and 10, which is a good thing. Got the Livingston faithful cheering on that penalty a little bit, which.
Well, it looks like Upperman's starting to sub a little bit, put some kids in and they don't get to play a lot. So some bonehead mistakes by Upperman.
Yep. Elijah Barlow now the quarterback for the Bees, so Bronston Chaffin's night should be done. 400 yards in the first half, 41 points. I think it probably deserves.
Job well, young man.
I think that probably deserves a half of football off. So Upperman first and 20 now, 6:13 in the third quarter, leading 41-0 over our Wildcats. Barlow takes the snap, going to keep it, go around the right side. Good penetration by Livingston, and a good open field tackle by Logan Gentry, number 23. The freshman comes up from his linebacker position. Logan, 5'6", 155 pounds.
He just came up and made a clean tackle. Looks like we got a lineman from Livingston Academy coming off the field, Kanan Williams.
Timeout on the field with an Upperman player down over here next to the Livingston sideline. So we'll take a timeout, 5:45 left to go in the third quarter. Upperman leads Livingston 41-0. You're listening to Hawkeye Football on WLIV.
When you have a whole team of medical professionals in your family, that's Livingston Family Healthcare, a team of family physicians who treat you like family. Primary healthcare for every age, every member of your family. Your health is so important. When you need healthcare, look no further. Livingston Family Health. Help for long-term medical issues, care on those days when you just don't feel your best. Isn't that what family's all about? Livingston Family Healthcare, a team of family physicians who treat you like family.
Upper Cumberland Electric invites you to the 86th annual meeting of the members. This Saturday, come to learn about your electrical co-op. Enjoy a catfish or chicken lunch and delicious watermelon, kid-friendly activities, lots of door prizes, and free entertainment. Registration begins this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Katessa Farms in Riddleton. The meeting begins at 10. Learn about your electric cooperative. Enjoy free lunch. The 86th meeting of members this Saturday from Upper Cumberland Electric Membership Corporation, powering our region.
Back here at Upperman High School, Amos Rogan, Michael Hayes here bringing you the call of Livingston Academy and Upperman High School. 5:45 left to go in the third quarter. Upperman leads Livingston 41-0. Upperman has second and 18 after a holding penalty was called on them on first down. So they were going backwards straight out the gate. Upperman's varsity squad coming out with a commanding performance against the Wildcats in the first half. So Upperman has been able to substitute now. And now the quarterback, Elijah Barlow, gets the snap, runs around the right-hand side, and gets some positive yardage, but is brought down well before the first down and even did not even make up all the penalty yards. It's going to be third and 11 now for Upperman. Ball at the Upperman 34-yard line. 5:10 left to go. So, Michael, you got to believe Livingston's got to make a stop here.
Well, we have to.
It's pretty evident what Upperman is going to do. They're going to keep the ball on the ground. So they're just going to have to be able just to stop the run here. Barlow keeps the snap, goes off to the left-hand side now and tries to fight for yardage, flag on the play, but is met by Jesse Gentry and pushed him backwards. So a lot of laundry on the field. I don't know if it's multiple penalties or everybody saw the same thing. Then there's about three or four flags on the field during that play. Upperman got nowhere close to the first down. We're just trying to see what the call is, whether it's on Upperman or Livingston. Holding on Upperman, that is declined. So it's going to be fourth down now for Upperman, fourth and 11. Ball is at their 34-yard line. It looks like they might be going for it, not punting the ball away. Why not? You're up 41-0. Might as well run one more offensive set just to get the experience for your players. Right, Michael?
That's exactly right, and I think that's what Coach King's trying to do.
So they're waiting on the call to come in from the sideline. Play clock is running. The play clocks on the field are not working, so the back judge is controlling the play clock, and it wound down. So Coach Adam Kane is going to have to be forced to take a timeout. So we'll take a timeout as well. 3:18 left to go in the third quarter. Upperman leads Livingston 41-0. You're listening to Hawkeye Football on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV.
Your finances are not a game, but if you want to come out on top, you need the right team supporting you. At One Bank of Tennessee, we're proud to say we've been supporting the people of Tennessee and their financial goals for more than 120 years. Because the fact is, you don't stay in business for over a century without making a whole lot of customers happy. Visit onebanktn.com today or visit a branch in your area to learn how you can have a passionate team of experts supporting you and your financial goals. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back here at Upperman High School, Amos Rogan, Michael Hayes with you on the call. Your score, 41-0, Upperman over Livingston. Upperman is in a 4th-and-11 situation. Ball is on their own 34-yard line with Carmine Phillips now in for the punt and Caden Weitzel back to receive. Here's the punt. Ball goes straight through Weitzel's hands, and it looks muffs the punt and is recovered by Upperman. Just another issue for the Wildcats that they're going to have to overcome. Andrew Hughes for Upperman recovering that muffed punt by Caden Weitzel. And the Bees are now 1st and 10 in business in Livingston territory. Ball is going to be placed on the Livingston 30-yard line. 1st and 10 Bees.
It's a tough break for Livingston Academy there. I mean, Weitzel just muffs the punt, and Upperman's able to jump on it, fall on it. And now they've set themselves up with good field territory.
And it was a decent kick by Phillips, Upperman, and it almost is just kind of a situation where it almost like Caden was thinking about what he was going to do with the ball before he actually caught the ball. Clock is continuously running due to the large lead of Upperman over the Wildcats. Quarterback snap and going to keep the ball. That's Barlow. Tries the left side. Doesn't get anywhere with that. Pushed backwards. Changes direction. Goes back across the right side and gets positive yardage. He probably ran 20 yards to get 6.
Well, we had him wrapped up in the backfield, and Luke Skedham's got to do a better job of wrapping up and bringing it down.
And he actually made 10 yards on that play, so it's going to be a first down Upperman. Like I said, Barlow probably ran 20 yards to get that 10, but just broke containment, and we did not wrap up and tackle like we should have, and that gave Upperman the first down. The Bees have the ball now at the 19-yard line of Livingston. 1 minute left to go in the third quarter now. Barlow in the shotgun. Barlow hands the ball off. Runner goes up right tackle. Large gain for him. Gets about 8 yards on the play. That is number 12, Jack Smith. Freshman player, 5'9", 150 for the Bees.
And it's just like Upperman just going running the ball right up the middle. And Livingston Academy just don't have an answer for it.
They're really not doing anything fancy at all.
They're not doing nothing fancy at all, Amos.
It's just straight up hard-nosed football, getting it off the line of scrimmage. You know what I'm going to do. Yeah. Try to stop me.
Running backs for Upperman are all running the ball hard. And like I said, we just don't have an answer for it.
So 10 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Like I said, they're letting the clock continuously run, and they're going to let it expire. So with your score at the end of the third quarter, Upperman 41, Livingston 0, you're listening to Hawkeye Football on WLIV.
When you have a whole team of medical professionals in your family, that's Livingston Family Healthcare, a team of family physicians who treat you like family. Primary health care for every age, every member of your family. Your health is so important. When you need health care, look no further. Livingston Family Health. Help for long-term medical issues. Care on those days when you just don't feel your best. Isn't that what family's all about? Livingston Family Health Care. A team of family physicians who treat you like family.
Upper Cumberland Electric invites you to the 86th Annual Meeting of the Members. This Saturday, come to learn about your electrical co-op. Enjoy a catfish or chicken lunch and delicious watermelon, kid-friendly activities, lots of door prizes, and free entertainment. Registration begins this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Katessa Farms in Riddleton. The meeting begins at 10. Learn about your electric cooperative. Enjoy free lunch. The 86th Meeting of Members this Saturday from Upper Cumberland Electric Membership Corporation, powering our region.
The Livingston Regional Game of the Week. Your Wildcats. Livingston Regional. Be well. Live well.
So beginning of the fourth quarter now here at Upperman High School. Ball is on the 11-yard line of Livingston. Upperman has it. Second and two. Handoff up the middle. Goes off right tackle. That's number 12, Jack Smith. And Jack Smith goes into the end zone for the Bees' touchdown.
You know, the hole opened wide open and opened up. And Upperman's off to the end zone.
Smith kicks the ball out to the right-hand side. Good containment block by the right tackle just to give that lane open. The wide receiver on that right-hand side was just maintaining his block, and it made it really easy for Smith to go in for the Bees' touchdown. Austin Roberts now out on the field for the extra point try. Here's the snap, the set, kick on the way, and it is good. So with your score, with 11:46 to go in the fourth quarter, Upperman leads Livingston 48-0. You're listening to Hawkeye Football on WLIV.
The Physical Medical Center of the Cumberlands, your hometown physical therapists.
Hello, I'm Ron Hewitt. You're not a shoulder, a knee, or a back to us. You're our neighbor, our friend, our former teacher, our family. Let us assist you to a better lifestyle so you can move better, feel better, work and play better. Come where everybody knows your name.
The Physical Medical Center, Ron Hewitt, Jake Hewitt, Hayden Garrett, Beth Gunnels, Tammy Loftus, Jacob Savage, and Gabby Beattie.
Your hometown physical therapist.
Livingston Academy Football, presented by Livingston Regional Hospital, from Livingston's own 101.9 AM 920 WLIV, Livingston.
11:46 left to go in this football game. Amos Rogan with Michael Hayes here at Upperman High School, Billy C. Rogers Stadium. Upperman leads Livingston 48-0, and just honestly, Livingston just not able to get anything going whatsoever in this football game. And they will be receiving the kickoff after the latest Upperman touchdown being scored. And here is Jesse Gentry taking the ball and takes it at about the 20-yard line, gets up to the 25 before he is brought down. Theo Brown making the tackle for the Bees, and that is where Livingston will take over. First and 10 on the 26-yard line. The clock is continuously running due to the score of being 48-0. So, Michael, just, you know, obviously it looks like Coach Mattenhauser is going to be sending out a little bit more of his reserves. JV, Upperman has pretty much the same. Their JV out there as well, just kind of get some football experience under their belt.
A lot of kids don't get to play in games, and now's the time to let them come out and just see what they can do.
Honeycutt now at quarterback gives the handoff to number four, Mason Anderson. Mason with nice stiff arms coming down, running downhill. Stiff arms two players before he's finally brought down. About a two-yard gain on that play, but that was a good little run by Mason Anderson.
It was. Anderson looked really well carrying the football there. Maybe they can get something going with this young bunch.
So Livingston lines up, second and eight. Ball on their 28-yard line. 10 minutes left to go in the football game. Isaiah Honeycutt at quarterback now. Hands the ball off again to Anderson. Anderson goes around the right side of the Livingston Academy line, but goes nowhere on that particular play. No gain on the play. They might give him about a foot of gain as far as that goes, but that's about it. Third and seven now for Livingston. Third and seven. Ball on the 29-yard line. Again, the clock is running. 9:35 left to go in this football game. Honeycutt at quarterback for your Wildcats. He's going to break the huddle and bring his team to the line. Anderson in the backfield with Honeycutt. Honeycutt in the shotgun formation. Gets the snap. Wants to throw the ball. Throws the ball out. Throws it high, but gets it. Great catch by number six, Preston Greenwood. Greenwood hauls that ball in and gets the feet in before he falls out of bounds. It will be fourth down, but a fourth and manageable situation. Short yardage, only 3 yards to go on to get the line of gain for the first down. So Mattenhauser is going to go for it.
He's going to keep the offense out there.
And keep the offense out there. So, and now they've changed their mind.
Yep, we spoke too soon, man.
We did speak too soon. Understand, you know, it's the ball is on the 33-yard line. If we don't get the first down, Upperman has very, very short field position to go and has proven that they can move the ball. So Rocco Carwile out now for the punt. He gets the snap, gets the ball away. Nice line drive punt. Nobody back for Upperman to get it. Carwile gets a nice forward bounce. And that's going to be taken all the way down to about the 27-yard line of Upperman. And that is where the Bees will take it, first and 10. Ball is at the 26-yard line, 7:50 to go in this contest. Upperman leads 48-0 over Livingston. Upperman moving right to left on your radio dial. Barlow still at quarterback for the Bees.
So it's time for the young defense to step up, make some plays right here, and see if we can stop them.
Agreed. Livingston opens up, four down linemen, three linebackers. Two wide receivers out for Upperman. More than likely going to keep the ball on the ground. We would be surprised if they threw it. Handoff is made. And small gain, maybe a gain of about 2 yards for Upperman on that particular play. Trevor Polk, the ball carrier for Upperman. So it's going to be second and 9, only a yard gain by the Bees in this scenario. Nice tackle by Livingston. Second and 9. Clock is running. 6:30 left to go in this contest. Barlow gets the snap. Hands the ball off again to Pauk. He's going to keep his legs churning, but is brought down by number 68, Braden Herbert.
Braden just flew in there and made a great tackle. Hit him and hit him hard.
Nice play by Herbert. Getting up off of his block and containing that run. Third down now, only a yard gain, third and 8. Ball on the 28-yard line of Upperman, third and 8 for Upperman. The Bees getting the call in from the sideline. Barlow had to run over and check and make sure. So they break the huddle and get to the line of scrimmage. They open up two wide receivers, one on each side, one runner in the backfield. Barlow's going to keep the ball himself, tries to go up, scampers around, gets past one defensive player, but not before he is met by a host of Wildcats, number 55. And I don't have his number on there, but number 56, Frankie Guerrero, also in there on the play, as well as number 68, once again, Braden Herbert, in there to make the tackle.
It's a great team tackling there by Livingston Academy.
Number 44, Will Spears, in there as well. Spears, big kid, 6'6", 185 pounds. The kid's a tree out there, Michael.
He is. If I'm a coordinator, I'm looking. I don't know if I want to run towards
no,
him.
No, I'm, you know, they need to run towards people who look like me, not Will. So the vertically challenged people.
And Will's an athletic player.
He is. Very much so. It looks like there's going to be a timeout on the field, so we'll take a timeout again with 4:39 left to go in this football game. Upperman leads Livingston 48-0. You're listening to Wildcat Football on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV.
Your finances are not a game, but if you want to come out on top, you need the right team supporting you. At One Bank of Tennessee, we're proud to say we've been supporting the people of Tennessee and their financial goals for more than 120 years. Because the fact is, you don't stay in business for over a century without making a whole lot of customers happy. Visit onebanktn.com today or visit a branch in your area to learn how you can have a passionate team of experts supporting you and your financial goals. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
So with 4:35 left to go in this football contest, Amos Rogan with Michael Hayes, and Upperman is going to punt the ball. Ball is in the air. Lands at about the 42-yard line and takes about a one-yard bounce backwards, and that's where Upperman will down it, and that is where Livingston will take it first and 10 at about the 43-yard line. So, Michael, you know, obviously we know what the outcome of this game is going to be. The clock is continuously running. 4 minutes left to go in the contest. They just got to get some positive experience for these second and third team players that Mattenhauser is going to be running out here. Just try to get a little bit better understanding of what he's got to build on against a good Upperman program.
That's right. And a lot of these guys are freshmen out here, so they've never played, never been in a game at Upperman. So now they're seeing it and understanding what it's about.
Honeycutt's going to keep the ball and try to run around the left side of the line. Really goes absolutely nowhere in that scenario and actually loses about a yard and a half. Honeycutt was trying to get around the corner on the left side of the line, but good containment by the Bees to really knock him back about a yard on that particular play. 3 minutes left to go in the game now. Second and 11. Honeycutt receiving the call from the sideline. Now he's going to break the huddle and get his team to it. 2:45 left to go in the game. Ball on the 42-yard line. Honeycutt hands off to Anderson. Anderson goes around the left side of the line, gets past, makes a nice little gain after the initial contact and gets down to about the 46-yard line. So good little gain right there by Mason Anderson.
Anderson, a good-looking running back.
He is. I mean, he just needs to fill out. But if he does, he's going to have some power behind him.
And got some speed.
Yeah. So it's going to be about third and six for the Wildcats. Third and five, ball on the 48-yard line. Got to see if they can get a first down on this. 1:50 left to go. Would love to see them just break something loose and let's get something on the scoreboard before the game's over with. That'd be great. Honeycutt in the shotgun formation. Hands the ball off to Mason once again. Tries to get a stiff arm, but that stiff arm goes nowhere. Looks like there could have been a little bit of a face mask. I thought I saw his head go down in a kind of a weird way, but no flag on the play.
Well, the way his head went down, that's all telltale sign of a face mask.
Yeah, and the side judge over here should be able to pick that up pretty well. We're 50 feet from where he's at, and we can see it from here. So, but 48-0 with a continuous running clock.
They're not going to throw a flag right now.
They're thinking about, you know, Waffle House before they head back.
Before they get on the interstate and head home.
That's right.
They're going to stop at the Waffle House.
That's right. Or if it's in Baxter, it's Huddle House.
Yeah.
So
just depends on if they're going east or west.
That's true. That's true. 44 seconds left to go. Hand off to Mason. He's trying to break a tackle. Gets past one, but the Bees stack him up.
Just nowhere to go.
And it's just brought down by Jack Smith and a host of Upperman Bees. So that goes nowhere. Turnover on downs and 25 seconds left to go in this contest. You got to kind of think, Michael, they may even not have time to run a play, and they are not.
Looks like Upperman's coming on out to the field.
They're coming on out and lining up to shake hands. 10 seconds left to go, and there's five. So with your final score, Upperman 48, Livingston Academy 0, and that is your ball game. We'll be back with post-game information, stats, and final scores coming right up. You're listening to 101.9 AM 920 WLIV.
The Wildcats, 101.9 AM 920 WLIV. Tonight's game sponsored by Twin Lakes. More than 70 years serving the region. Broadband, HDTV, voice, security. By Casa Nueva, Upper Cumberland Electric Membership. By the Physical Medicine Center. By Southern Woods Outdoors. And by Mountain Farm International. Not just for farmers, for everyone.
You've been waiting for the right time. Now is that time at Norris Supercycle. With select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Days like this don't come around often, so let's get you out there with financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months for well-qualified buyers. Terms and conditions apply. Not all will qualify for financing. Rates and dealer for details and additional offers. Polaris Deal Days going on now. Norris Supercycle, Highway 111 between Cookeville and Livingston.
Be well. Live well. At Livingston Regional Hospital, it is the commitment.
Growing. To serve you better. With more experts. To care for your family.
As our community grows, Livingston Regional is growing too. New doctors. New specialists. New technology. Trained to bring the latest ideas in healthcare to treat you. And most importantly, help you prevent issues from occurring. Livingston Regional Hospital. Growing with our growing community.
Be well. Live well.
Mountain Farm invites you. For a limited time, take advantage of savings on new Case IH specialty utility and all-purpose tractors with no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2025. With easy operation, Case IH tractors deliver the flexibility and durability your operation demands. Hurry in. Offer ends September 30th. Stop by Mountain Farm International in Crossville today and set yourself up for greater productivity. Get a deal on a Case IH tractor that works as hard as you do.
An athlete's life means intensity, focus, practice, dedication. That's how dreams happen. Success, winning. It's the same way that Middle Tennessee Natural Gas fuels the Upper Cumberland. Centered on providing the most affordable option to heat your home, safer for the environment too. Delivered by a hometown team of neighbors focused on fueling your dreams. Compare the cost today at mtgn.com. You'll see the winning play. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, fueling your dreams, fueling your life.
Game complete. Reaction begins now. From 101.9 AM 920, this is the R&M Family Pharmacy Locker Room Report. 1970 Bradford Hicks Drive, because family takes care of family. R&M.
Livingston Regional Game of the Week sees the Livingston Wildcats record go to 2-2 as the score 48-0, Upperman defeats Livingston. So let's recap tonight's game. Livingston won the coin toss, deferred to the second half as far as getting the ball, so Upperman received the opening kick of the game, went 72 yards for a touchdown. That made the score 7-0. After a turnover by Livingston, Upperman takes over at their at the 28-yard line and goes in easily for a 2-yard touchdown, 14-0. Livingston then gets the kickoff, starts their drive out on the 35-yard line, but has to punt. Upperman receives that punt and goes 60 yards and a Bronson Chaffin touchdown pass to make the score 21-0. Livingston then receives the opening or the kickoff after that score on their own 35-yard line. Only has a net of 8 yards on that drive. Has to punt the ball away. That is at the end of the first quarter. Upperman gets starts the second quarter off with the ball, goes 68 yards for 27-0, making that score 27-0. Livingston then gets the ball, actually throws a pick by Adrian Jenkins. Jenkins throws the pick, and then Upperman takes it 80 yards on a pick six, makes the score 34-0. Livingston then takes the ball and gets a turnover on downs. Can't get anything going. Upperman takes the ball, goes 79 yards, and makes the score 41-0 right before halftime. Coming out in the second half, continuous clock running, and the Bees put the JV team in. Livingston gets the ball on the opening kickoff of the second half. Not able to do anything as far as that goes. And then Upperman, for the first time, actually has to punt the ball again, or as well. Livingston does nothing with it. Upperman JV gets the ball at their own 33-yard line, scores a touchdown for 67 yards, making the score 48-0, and that is where the scoring ended. So, just absolutely total domination by the Upperman Bees. They're a fantastic team, and obviously it is something that Coach Mattenhauser is going to have to work on moving forward, because it doesn't get much easier moving forward through the rest of this season. So we will get more postgame coverage going on and look at a little bit more on the stats with Michael Hayes right after this. You're listening to WLIV Wildcat Football.
The action's complete. The wrap-up, not. This is the R&M Family Pharmacy Locker Room Report.
Exceeding what you expect. R&M Family Pharmacy, a friendly staff dedicated to your health, because your prescriptions are part of healing, and your pharmacy should do more to help you heal. R&M Family Pharmacy, trained pharmacists, a friendly staff. Transfer your prescription to the caring team. R&M Family Pharmacy, 1970 Bradford Hicks Drive. For those days you're not feeling your best, for nursing your body back to health, R&M Family Pharmacy, there to exceed what you expect from a pharmacy. An athlete's life means intensity, focus, practice, dedication. That's how dreams happen. Success, winning. It's the same way that Middle Tennessee Natural Gas fuels the Upper Cumberland. Centered on providing the most affordable option to heat your home, safer for the environment too. Delivered by a hometown team of neighbors focused on fueling your dreams. Compare the cost today at mtgn.com. You'll see the winning play. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, fueling your dreams, fueling your life.
You've been waiting for the right time. Now is that time at Norris Supercycle. With select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Days like this don't come around often, so let's get you out there with financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months for well-qualified buyers. Terms and conditions apply. Not all will qualify for financing. Rates, see dealer for details and additional offers. Polaris Deal Days going on now. Norris Supercycle, Highway 111 between Cookeville and Livingston.
Celebrate after the game. A Wildcat celebration. The whole family
celebrated Casa Nueva,
where the service is fast
and amazing.
Delicious quesadillas, mouth-watering burritos, chimichangas, tacos. Everything fresh, everything authentic, all delicious. This is real Mexican food. Mouth-watering, hot, sizzling at Casa Nueva, Overton Plaza in Livingston.
Get in and out quick
without spending too much.
Amazing service, even more amazing food. Casa Nueva.
Celebrate.
Our post-game coverage continues on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV. Michael, there's not a whole lot of good, quite honestly, that you can say about the showing of Livingston tonight against this type of football team. Understanding, Upperman is extremely good. The number one rated team in 4A football in the state of Tennessee right now. And for my money, I would say a very high contender in the state playoffs and playing for a gold ball. However, I think that looking at it from the standpoint of effort and just, I don't want to say they played with no heart, but they played awfully flat tonight in a deflating loss against a team that, you know, for the most part, was better skilled, better conditioned, better athletically. But even though you look at the New York Yankees, the Chicago Bulls, the Atlanta Braves in their heyday, they didn't win every game.
They did.
They didn't win every game, even though they had, the best talent in the area. They still did not win every single game. They still had teams that give them fits. Upperman knows that they're going to get their best from everybody, but I don't know if they got their best from the Wildcats tonight.
They didn't. You know, the Wildcats kind of got – they came out, they got pushed around up front. They weren't very physical. Upperman's a very physical football team, and like you said, they're very athletic, and Livingston Academy is just going to have to find a way to be more physical football team and find ways to win games.
I will say, I think, you know, for all intents and purposes, looking at the performance that he put out on the field, I think Caden Watzel did the very best that he could out there today, you know, coming into a situation where you had to fill in for Adrian Jenkins after he got hurt. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with Adrian and hoping and making sure that he's, you know, he's okay and everything. He left the game with an arm injury. Hopefully it's not a super serious one. But, you know, it's a hard position to be in when you're the running back, the wide receiver, the backup quarterback, the kick returner, the punt returner, and one of your – you know, one of the better defensive players on the field as well. It's a lot of hats to wear by a young man.
It is, and that's a game changer. You know, we talked there at halftime. You know, Coach Hauser goes in, he has to start making adjustments and changing things around, and Caden comes out and does a good job, you know, for just being thrown in the mix there at halftime. So that's just some big shoes to fill there.
So that's a look at the numbers and the stats presented by One Bank, the one bank for Wildcat fans.
Putting the wraps on tonight's Wildcat action, the Locker Room Report, delivered by R&M Family Pharmacy.
Be well, live well. At Livingston Regional Hospital, it is the commitment.
Growing to serve you better with more experts to care for your family.
As our community grows, Livingston Regional is growing too. New doctors, new specialists, new technology, trained to bring the latest ideas in healthcare to treat you, and most importantly, help you prevent issues from occurring. Livingston Regional Hospital, growing with our growing community.
Be well, live well.
You've been waiting for the right time. Now is that time at Norris Supercycle. With select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Days like this don't come around often, so let's get you out there with financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months for well-qualified buyers. Terms and conditions apply. Not all will qualify for financing. Rates, see dealer for details and additional offers. Polaris Deal Days going on now. Norris Supercycle, Highway 111 between Cookeville and Livingston.
Set to install that new landscaping? And then...
illegal digging on the homeowner.
Before you dig, call 811 3 days before so you'll know what's below. Otherwise, it could be a delay of the game. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas reminds you...
call 811 before you dig.
Fueling your dreams, fueling your life, fueling the Upper Cumberland. Middle Tennessee Natural Gas.
Mountain Farm invites you. For a limited time, take advantage of savings on new Case IH specialty utility and all-purpose tractors with no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2025. With easy operation, Case IH tractors deliver the flexibility and durability your operation demands. Hurry in. Offer ends September 30th. Stop by Mountain Farm International in Crossville today and set yourself up for greater productivity. Get a deal on a Case IH tractor that works as hard as you do.
Livingston Academy stands at a record of 2-2 tonight with the defeat by Upperman 48-0. Elsewhere around UC Sports Nation, on the Middle Tennessee Natural Gas UC Sports Nation scoreboard, scores of interest because it is a Thursday night game. We don't have a full slate of everything that's going on tonight across the Upper Cumberland. White County is leading Stone Memorial 28-12. But Stone Memorial does have the possession of the ball, trying to get something going late. 8:55 to go, but Stone has no timeouts in that game. Other scores of interest. Westmoreland defeated Jackson County 51-0. Macon County defeated Smith County 49-6. Other scores around Middle and East Tennessee. Alcoa defeated Greenville 31-13. Walker Valley defeated Bradley Central 28-7. Chattanooga Central beat Tyner Academy 26-23. So this is the Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, the most affordable way to heat your home. Fueling your dreams, fueling your life, Middle Tennessee Natural Gas. A full recap of all the action and interviews with the coaches Saturday morning at 9, the high school playbook on Rock 937. Livingston Academy is defeated 48-0 by Upperman. Looking at next week in Wildcat Sports, fresh off of a win over DeKalb, next week the volleyball team plays three games. On Monday, they face White County at home. Tuesday, they welcome Upperman to town. Both games start at 5 p.m. Thursday, they travel to Watertown to take on the Purple Tigers. Game starts at 6. The girls' soccer team play tonight, and next week, they play two games, both starting at 6 p.m. On Tuesday, they have a district game on the road against DeKalb County, and on Thursday, they face off against Watertown at home. Next week, the golf team will compete in two matches. On Monday, the Wildcat golf team will take on Upperman at Southern Hills, and on Thursday, the team will travel to Sparta to take on White County and Warren County. The Livingston Regional Football Game of the Week on 101.9 AM 920 WLIV. Tonight's game was produced by Robin McCullough. Production assistants, Sam DeMumbrian. Next week, we'll be back in Livingston for homecoming as the Livingston Wildcats take on the Bobcats from Pickett County. Our countdown to kickoff of the Livingston Regional Game of the Week will begin at 6 p.m. For Michael Hayes and our team, this is Amos Rogan, and tonight's score, Upperman 48, Livingston Academy 0. Good night, everybody.
Exclusive coverage of the Livingston Academy Wildcats. 101.9 AM 920 WLIV. Powered by Livingston Regional Hospital. Be well. Live well. For decades. For decades to come. Your home for Livingston Academy sports. We are Livingston's own. 101.9 AM 920 WLIV.